at RockiesAutos.com and browse the inventory that way, or you can get out there and see them in person, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
GOP tough talk on Iraq.
They really gave it to the president with a bark off.
Wildfires plague northeast Florida.
We are desperate for water.
Back to Capitol Hill for Gonzalez.
The controversy is likely to heat up before it dies down.
And Blair bows out as prime minister.
Today I announce my decision to stand down.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As the House prepares to vote on a new Democratic Iraq war funding measure that is sure to draw another veto, President Bush's ears may still be ringing after a meeting with Republican lawmakers. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, this is a dramatic sign of war jitters among some Republicans. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says 11 House GOP moderates used a private meeting with the president to warn of growing public impatience over the war.
If there's not a dramatic change on the ground in Iraq, the president is not going to be able to hold the Republican support he now has on Capitol Hill.
Now, at the moment, Republicans who met with the president earlier this week promised to back him as he battles new Democratic efforts to put a lid on war financing.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. Favoring this bill to pay for the Iraq war for only 60 days and then debate again, Democrat Rahm Emanuel of Illinois says it's all about listening to what American voters were saying last November.
We will bring policy changes to make sure that the will of the American people are reflected in our foreign policy.
But the Republican leader in the House, John Boehner, says troops must not be children getting a monthly allowance. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The Vice President Dick Cheney has offered a pep talk to U.S. soldiers in Iraq. After spending the night at an army camp near Tikrit, Cheney thanked the troops for their sacrifice.
Many of you have had your deployments extended, and that puts an unexpected hardship on you and your families. I want you to know the extension is vital to the mission.
High water has been the bane of existence in sections of the Midwest. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Kane, Kansas City, Missouri, for the latest on flood conditions.
Well, Nick, forecasters here expect several rivers to stay at flood stage through the weekend, but the good news is that some of the water is receding.
It was about 3 feet up here, about up here.
Where we're standing.
Yeah. Good thing it's going down.
13-year-old Brandon Olzanski's in Levesey, Missouri, where the entire town is submerged. So far, no deaths or injuries, but the floods have damaged hundreds of homes, businesses, and farms from Missouri to the Dakotas. Live in Kansas City, Peter King, CBS News.
The wildfires still rage across parts of Florida and Georgia. The thick smoke is not only a nuisance, it's a real health hazard.
My wife is suffering from lung cancer, so it's a concern to her.
Subtropical storm Andrea is churning away off the coast, but Jack Bevan of the National Hurricane Center isn't holding out hope it will bring much-needed rain.
We do not anticipate that the main rains will be coming on shore, and as a result, probably will not help the fire situations in North Florida and southern Georgia all that much.
Well, firefighters are winning the battle against a blaze in Griffith Park, Los Angeles. The fire is now about 75% contained, says CBS's Steve Futterman.
The winds have calmed, temperatures have cooled, and firefighters have taken control. Officials are now looking forward to complete containment. The fire has burned hundreds of acres in the park, but no homes have been destroyed.
Well, he didn't exactly hit it out of the park last month when he appeared before a Senate panel. This morning, Attorney General Gonzalez will be back on Capitol Hill. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
This time, the House Judiciary Committee grills Gonzalez, who told senators dozens of times he couldn't recall key details of the firings of U.S. attorneys. Were laws broken? New York Democrat Gerald Nadler.
If they were hiring these non-political people for political reasons, if they were putting in a political test, that would break the civil service laws. Number two, apparently people lied to Congress. May very well be that Gonzalez lied to Congress.
We have Gonzalez's prepared statement, and it says while mistakes were made, there was no misconduct. He'll urge Congress to move on. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
4 past the hour.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Authorities have now issued an arrest warrant for that missing Breckinridge attorney accused of bilking his clients for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Investigators believe Scoop Daniel may have left the country and taken his clients' money with him.
We anticipate identifying more victims in this case, which may lead to more criminal filings on Mr. Daniel.
Daniel was last seen at his law office 2 weeks ago in Breckenridge. Seven of his clients reported the lawyer was holding money for them from real estate deals.
Now, he's gone, so is the loot. He may be in Brazil and may be beyond the reach of American law. Colorado on pace to log a 25% increase in foreclosures by the end of the year. A new state study finding more than 10,000 housing foreclosure filings were submitted in the first quarter alone. And AAA Colorado says gasoline prices statewide have broken their all-time record high price for a gallon of regular unleaded. Motorists now paying an average of $3.13 a gallon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. We do have one issue right now for our highways. A wreck southbound I-25 at County Line Road. So that'll be just as you are exiting out of the tech center there. So watch out for some delays, although traffic is moving pretty well along that stretch. Definitely no delays northbound. Traffic's still fairly light getting into downtown. Of course, we have the usual stack now. Southbound I-25 moving through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms once again and a high of 7.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
Then what they can do is they can turn right back around again and call you again. And if you end up, they end up using you, then what happens is they can't call you for a year. So I figured, okay, I just go down there and do it. I don't know how many of you have done this in Denver before. This is my first time having to do this. I have been called as a witness in other trials and was part of a trial of some guys in Milwaukee that had broken in to the garage that Mary and I of the building that Mary and I were living in, and they stole a whole bunch of stuff, including stuff out of my car. And I remember being having to go to court, and I remember being questioned by the defense attorney, and I remember the questions being stupid. Like the guy asking me, is this your car? Do you own the car? And I was polite. What I really wanted to say to him was, well, if I didn't own the car, why would I be here in the middle of the day? Why would I care? But anyway, to yesterday, so I showed up, and you go up to the fourth floor there in the court building. It's on Vanek. And my name got called. So I shuffled out with a bunch of other people. All nice. And went downstairs to the first floor. They sit you in a room for a while, and then they tell you if you have to use the restroom, you want to get a drink of water, whatever the case may be, you better do it now because you'll be in here for a while. And I didn't have to do any of those things. So we waited, and I sat next to this guy named Dennis. Very nice guy. Real nice guy. We didn't exchange too many words. I just said to him, it's cold in here, because they had the air conditioning going. And he had a jacket on, so he said, yeah, it's a little cold. So we get inside the courtroom, and the judge is a great guy. He's funny. He's articulate. He makes being there, and most people don't want to be there. Most of us don't want to go. I felt it was my duty. I think everybody, bottom line, feels it's their duty. I mean, those who get called. But most people don't want to be there. His name is Judge Andre Rudolph, and he's a fabulously charismatic, funny, no-nonsense kind of guy. He's the exact kind of judge you'd want to have if either you were the defendant or you were in a situation where a crime had been committed against you and the city basically was representing your interests. This guy was fair to the letter. He gave tons of instructions on how to look at things. So we start the process, and they pick a bunch of people, and I don't get picked. So we have to sit there and wait to see if any of these folks get challenged. Two people who were members of the jury were listeners of this radio station because they ask you, what do you listen to? Do you listen to talk radio? What do you listen to? Two of them said Air America, which we're not technically an Air America station, but we do carry Air America programming. Dennis said Ed Schultz. The other gentleman who I didn't meet didn't say anything about who he liked. But we had two listeners there, and that was cool. So they went through the whole thing, and at the end, the judge says, I have good and bad news. The good news is you four can go. The bad news is the rest of you have to stay. Well, I was one of the four that could go. So I raised my hand and said, Your Honor, can I speak? And he said, you know, sure. And I said, I just want to thank these two guys sitting over here because they listen to my radio station. And Judge Rudolph said, what radio station is that, sir? And I said, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And he looked down at my name and he said, are you Jay Marvin? I said, yeah. I said, but you probably don't recognize me because I've lost 110 pounds. He said, yeah, you look like a skinny Jay Marvin. And oh, I used to listen to you back when you were on KHOW, back in the brainstem days. And I said, yeah, everybody brings that up, Judge, but you know, you just can't do that anymore. It's just not cool. Oh, yeah, I know. And then the defense attorney, she was a very nice woman. I think her name was Karen something. She said to me, oh, I listened. And people started saying they listened to me. So that was kind of a neat experience. But it was interesting to go through all of that. I urge you, if you're lucky, you'll get Judge Rudolph. But I urge you that because you run across a lot of people, and a lot of people always say, I'm not registered to vote. And then you always want to say to them, well, why? Well, because I don't want to serve on jury duty. Well, you know, trust me, register to vote. Because it's your duty as an American, and also the jury duty system, it's not that bad. It really is not that bad. I'd do it again, although I'm not sure that they would ever pick me. And I said to the judge, I said to Judge Rudolph, I think I'd get booted out. He said, why? I said, well, because I'm in the media, because I have friends who are in law enforcement. Because that's one of the questions I ask you. I've got friends that are in the Denver Police Department here, and I've also got Tommy the Commie, who may be listening to us back in Chicago in Area 2, who is a homicide detective, and I think they would challenge me and probably disqualify me. I did realize one thing when I was sitting there. I did realize one thing about myself, which I think is pretty cool, and I'm pretty proud of, and John, I hardly ever brag. Do I on the air? Do I hardly ever brag? Do I brag? Because if I do, I won't do it.
No, you don't brag.
Okay, I looked at the defendant, and I didn't assume either way that she was innocent or guilty of anything that was charged. And when they were doing the questioning, I noticed that the two guys who said they listened to us had really open minds. Now, I think we're all closed-minded about some things. I think there's no question about that. But I really learned something important about myself and about some of the people who listen to this radio station, that we are capable of going in and sitting on a jury and not deciding immediately because the person is charged with such and such crime. Well, they must be guilty because they're here. No, we're ready to hear the evidence. So at a time when the judicial system in this country gets knocked on all the time, and I do my share of it too, because I believe in a lot of ways that justice cuts on a dollar bill in this society, and that if you can hire a rich attorney, you can get away with a ton of stuff if you're like the rest of us, and you got to put your house up as collateral to even raise the money to even get an attorney, then you're not in such a great situation. And if you go with a public defender, they're overworked. There's no question about that. They're overburdened, and that's a rough job to have. That's really a rough job to have. But I wanted to tell you all this, and I wanted to make a positive statement about all of this, because as much as we pick on the judicial system, there are good standout people working in it. We just don't ever hear about them. We never see them. And Judge Andre Rudolph has to be one of them. And also the two guys who I can't remember from the city of Denver, they were great guys. They were really cool. And the defense attorney, she was really cool too. So don't fear having to do jury duty, because there's nothing to fear. And as a matter of fact, it's really an education, and you see how things really work. So, as a taxpaying citizen of Denver and of the state of Colorado, and I've gotten on the air and I've said a lot of things about Mayor Hickenlooper, I do have to say to Mayor Hickenlooper, congratulations on appointing Andre Rudolph, because he was Mayor Hickenlooper's first appointment as a mayor. He appointed him to a judgeship. This guy's great. If you ever have to go to his courtroom, you'll find out. He's funny. He's articulate. But he is uncompromisingly fair. And I think that's the best thing you can say about somebody who wears those black robes. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's good to have you along, and it's nice to be back. There is so much to talk about this morning. I mean, there is just a ton of stuff. So stick around, and we'll delve into it with your help here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Listen.
What?
The refrigerator's making a noise.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's saying, my work here is finished. I must now step aside for someone more capable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How noble.
Heed the call for new appliances. Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. You'll find the latest innovative features from top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 13th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Rent 1500 regular cab 4x4, priced at only $15,999. You heard correctly, only $15,999. And we have 70 in stock and 3 at that incredible price of only $15,999. It's not stripped, it's equipped with a FlexFuel V8 automatic and even an AM/FM CD player. After a manufacturer rebate and generous Lithia discount, you save $11,661 off the MSRP of $27,660. And by the way, if you do qualify for one of those unusual rebates that not everybody qualifies for, we'll reduce this great price even more. Available at America's Car and Truck Store, Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, corner of Havana and Parker in Aurora. 07 Dodge Ram 1500s for only $15,999. Shop now for best selection.
Plus tax, finance charges, and cost of emissions test.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Or 20 24 minutes after 6 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And isolated thunderstorms today. High of 77. You can instant message us at am760.net. Don't forget Tom Hartman is coming to town. That's next week, May the 17th, Boulder Theater. You want tickets? Here's what you do. You just go to am760.net, find out more information, and so essentially it'll just tell you to come here to our Denver facility or go to Boulder. John, I wasn't going to leave that out. Or go to Boulder. And I'm going to be up there. Are you coming with me, John?
For Hartman, yeah. We've got Howard Dean tonight, too.
Yeah, and we've got Howard Dean tonight, too, and there may still be tickets available for that. And that starts at doors open at 6. If you want more information about seeing Howard Dean, we're all going to that, too. Mary, myself, John Turk is going. Also, I think Scott Henderson and his wife are going to show up. He's with Mike Turner. Also, our friend Janelle is going to be there, too. So, we hope that you'll show up. Okay. I don't even know where to start here this morning. First of all, I got a bunch of emails about this yesterday. And I think this is really true. I think that people have to explain this, okay? And I think the administration and people who think that what we're doing in Iraq, I really think that they have to explain this. Because the conventional wisdom is, and I've heard it a million times from people, well, we're over there so they don't get us here. Now, these guys are alleged to have done this, and they haven't had a trial, and we don't know what the evidence is, and they've made some pretty inflammatory statements, but you don't know what you don't know till you know it, which sounds like a stupid statement, but it's true. And I'm talking about this alleged plan to attack Fort Dix in New Jersey. These guys are apparently homegrown Islamic radicalists with no direct connection to Al-Qaeda. Now, they're from outside the United States, but some of them are United States citizens. Some of them were here illegally, and they come from the former Yugoslavia. That's Serbia and Bosnia. And, of course, the usual... And I got tons of really nasty email about my position the other day about Muslims. Well, you know, those same elements are out there going crazy. Well, we should lock them all up and put ankle bracelets on all of them and take away their civil rights and blah, 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 and on and on and on about all of that. But the thing is, these guys weren't coming from outside the United States. They were here. So how do people explain this whole idea of, well, we'll fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here, when what ends up happening is they are from here. They're on American soil. Now, who knows if they thought about doing this when they first got here? I don't know. We'll have to find out about that. How did they case Fort Dix? They had a guy who was a member of their group who delivered pizzas there. And what really hits me about this is, do these guys really think that they could get into Fort Dix and take on a whole military post that size? Those people all have guns. That their idea was that they were going to blow up some Humvees and light up the sky and then retreat without casualties? Yeah. Okay. I believe that. Well, maybe it's true. I don't know if it's true or it's not true. But thing is, and we'll have to see until they go to court. Terrorism experts say that it takes a lot of technical skill to pull something like this off in today's security environment. But this is a clear indication to me that what we've done with this whole policy in Iraq is we've made things worse for ourselves, not better. Because now young Muslims get radicalized. So this whole statement, this whole talking point of we're fighting them over there because they'll surely follow us home. Okay, to me it doesn't make any sense. Also, the idea of people in the media, and I'm talking primarily about talk radio, getting on in the media and beating up Muslims and Arabs, it doesn't help this country. What it does is it hurts us. It hurts us. If you're a member of any kind of a minority, of any kind, and don't call me and say, white Christian, because you're not in the minority. You're actually in the majority. But if you're a minority of any kind, and think about this, when you're a kid, if you're discriminated against, if you're picked on, if you're bullied, if you hear discourteous and negative things said, and you're singled out as a group, do you grow up being well-adjusted and happy? Or do you grow up being resentful and angry? And if you're resentful and angry, does that get in the way of your life, your ability to economically earn, your ability to have satisfying relationships? Thank you, Dr. Phil. That's what I sound like, don't I? Dr. Phil. Or Dr. Laura. Go take on the day naked. Doesn't it? And then you grow up and you hate segments of people. You dislike them. So it fuels radical thought. It fuels radical behavior. So then you got to step back and ask yourself, this whole thing about we'll fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here, is that A, number one, a myth? And B, are we making things worse for ourselves, not only around the world and in the Mideast, but are we also making things worse for ourselves here at home? Because we don't know how many young Muslims or Arabs, and you don't have to be Arab, by the way, to be Muslim, but we don't know how many Muslims hear these comments, and then what it does is it just fuels their anger. And it almost makes me want to step into a larger subject, a larger question about all this heated rhetoric that's currently going on. Not only on the airwaves, but also like all over the internet and public discourse. I mean, people are like, oh, you know, it's them. It's us against them. And I don't understand how, I'm not sure how that's a positive. I don't really think it is. All right, you want to comment on any of this? 303-713-7600. I'm groping around here as usual, not asking a straight question, but just expressing what I think about this. And I'm horrified by it. But I really think that this point about we'll fight them over there so they don't cause us problems here. Apparently, if you believe the government's case in this story, that stuff's not true. All right, 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
How are you?
Missed you yesterday. I'm fine.
I had a great time.
Good.
Jury duty was fun.
Yeah, it can be a very interesting experience.
Judge was a nice guy. Andrea Rudolph is his name. Good people. Okay, how's traffic look on this beautiful morning?
Well, it is a beautiful morning. We do have a couple of issues, though. Southbound I-25, County Line Road, just there outside the tech center, had a rollover crash on the ramp. It's right near the Rock Bottom Brewery, so just kind of steer clear of that area. It's not causing tremendous backups, but it is pretty heavy through there. We also had a two-vehicle crash off the highway, Bellevue at Monaco. That's right outside of I-25. And we're just getting the usual slow traffic up through Thornton, North Glen, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. As far as weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms once again with a high of 78. Currently it's fair and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Need a Mother's Day gift idea on the go? You'll find dozens of popular gift cards at your neighborhood King Supers. Choose...
The Adams County Democratic Party has invited Kerry Kennedy as their keynote speaker for the 41st annual John F. Kennedy Dinner, Sunday, May 20th. Kerry Kennedy, human rights activist and daughter of Robert F. and Ethel Kennedy, is the author of Speak Truth to Power, Human Rights Defenders Who Are Changing Our World. Deadline to purchase tickets is Wednesday, May 16th, so purchase your tickets now. Dinner is $50 with an additional $25 for the pre-dinner reception. Contact Pat Moore at 303-429-5137 or visit AdamsCountyDems.org for more information.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, music. That's proflowers.com. Radio microphone, password, music.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off the regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
Alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This message is brought to you by Dem Distributing in Denver. Again, that's Dem Distributing, making a positive difference in the well-being and safety of our community.
Next, Ellen.
This show is going to be worth thousands someday.
From Grey's Anatomy, Kate Walsh. And just in time for Mother's Day, Kanye West brings his mom to Ellen. Find out what it was like raising Kanye. Plus, coming Friday, Ellen's spectacular Mother's Day special.
It'll be the biggest baby shower ever.
With new mother of twins, Marcia Cross. Special gifts even you could win.
Yes!
And Ellen's mother of all announcements. Ellen, all new, all week.
Ellen, today at 3 on Channel 9, and later on 9 News at 10.
Tonight on 9 News at 10, you love your children. They deserve only the best. That includes the best college. So what's that going to cost? Month by month, year by year, what you need to save now to put your kids through college. State school or private school, how much you'll need and how to get it. 529 plans, loans, scholarships will bottom line the cost of college. Info you need now to help your kids later. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I do believe that there's a greater sense of urgency now than I'd seen previously.
Really? You think so? You think so, Dick? Do you really? You think there's a greater urgency? Yeah, I'd say so. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 77. Jay Marvin fighting them here, so we don't have to fight over there. No, really, in all seriousness, what's your comment on this Fort Dix situation? Doesn't that prove that that whole argument about we fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here doesn't work? And doesn't it make things worse? Because now you've got, I mean, these guys are homegrown. They're not smart, but they're homegrown. So doesn't that defeat the whole argument? And I got a ton of email when I got home yesterday about this. 303-713-7600. So anybody who's out there who's ever used this term, or I should say this slogan, we'll fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here. I'd really like to hear from you now, and I'd really like to have you defend that. if we've got anybody who's willing to do it. And also, for those of you who maybe don't think that that's true, and feel as if, like I do, that we shouldn't have gone there in the first place, and now we're stuck there and we should get out. And we'll talk more about that with David Sirota coming up after 7 o'clock. I'd love to have some comments about that, too. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. I realize it's early in the morning, but get off your half moons and get hooked up into the Democratic dialogue here. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Look at what a great day it's going to be today.
Oh, I know. It's fabulous. I'm looking forward to taking a jog at lunchtime.
Amen.
Hey, this thing, we have to fight them over there, so we won't have to fight them over here. That thing just enrages me. This absolutely enrages me. This Fort Dix thing, you know, these guys are bozos. You know, I don't know what they are. They're not connected to Al-Qaeda in any way, shape, or form. They're idiots, and I don't think it has a thing to do with you know, yes, maybe what's going on in Iraq has enraged them. Most of them are Albanian, which I don't get because the U.S. helped save the Albanian, you know, Muslims from extinction there in Kosovo. So, but regardless of that, this we have to fight them over here, otherwise they'll follow us back here. It's just something that Rove and Bush and Cheney have come up with so they can try and remotely justify this completely unjustifiable war. I mean, Al-Qaeda was not in Iraq before we went there because Saddam hated Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda hated him.
But boy, if you listen to what some people say, and if you listen particularly, and we had a cut here once. I don't know if we still have it. Wasn't Limbaugh talking about this, and he was just flat-out lying about this? About Sodom and a 9/11 connection and Al-Qaeda. I can't remember because we had it a couple of weeks ago.
They've done it for years. You know, the supposed film of them, you know, practicing the attack on the airplane, you know, and all this stuff. It's a crock. It's a complete right-wing lie. There was no connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam in any way, shape, or form. Al-Qaeda and particularly Osama bin Laden would hate Saddam because he was a secularist. Women don't have to wear veils, or didn't. They have to now in the Shia-controlled parts of the country. Women had more rights in Iraq, and I'm not justifying Saddam because I know how the right-wingers are. Saddam was great. You really liked him because, you know, yeah, what a crock. He was a horrible person. He was god-awful. He was a thug. But Iraq had more scientists being produced, more universities. They had a modern infrastructure, which we've destroyed. You know, you can't argue that of all the Arab states, they were more progressive socially than all the other countries that are supposedly our, quote, friends, unquote, like Saudi Arabia. We have to fight them over there so they won't follow us here. And how are they going to get here anyway? They get hire a boat?
Well,
the
allegation would be that they would. The allegation would be that they would sneak in, and that they would probably do it over our insecure, or insecure is not the right word. Unsecure
borders. Well, they can
borders.
Do it now. You know, they don't. You know, if we're fighting them, the battle in Iraq is irrelevant as to whether they're going to sneak across the unprotected southern border.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But I'll tell you something that bothers me. And if you want to label me obsessed with this, okay, fine. Because I know I bring it up like every other day. And I know I'm obsessed with it. And I know I should stop it. But I don't assume that people who are in that 28% that support what's going on, I don't assume they're stupid.
I don't think they are because I've
talked to some of them and they're not stupid. They may live in a parallel universe to what you and I live in, but as to where they get their information, but they're not stupid. But it's like you know, can't they see, like, out of this incident? Can't they see what's going on here?
No, they can't, because they are completely blinded by all this rhetoric. Hmm. And everything. They have their ideas fixed, and there's nothing you are going to be able to do to change them. You know, we cannot concentrate on that 28% that still support this the worst of all presidents the United States has ever had. There's nothing you're going to be able to do to convince them because they don't think rationally in that way. What we have to do is make sure that we are talking to that middle ground, that people that might have voted for Bush in the last two elections and now they're really sorry they did that. Because those people are thinking and are starting to grasp what's going on, and the rhetoric is starting to slide off of them. They're starting to think for themselves some. They're getting over the fear factor that they're still trying to play. You know, Cheney does that all the time.
Well, sure. They do it. So does Giuliani. So do a lot of those folks. And then they resent it when you call them on it.
Giuliani's comments about how, you know, we're more likely to get attacked if we elect a Democrat. Somebody ought to just go up and slap him up the side of the head. It just irritates the heck out of me.
I can tell. I can tell. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sunshine, man.
I will. And you have a good day, and I'll try and calm down.
All right. Take care, man.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Let's go to Tom in Westminster. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
It's nice to have you back in Denver.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's really a nice thing to say.
You left. I missed your show tremendously, but I listen to it almost every day.
Oh, well, thanks.
I used to live near that base at Fort Dix in New Jersey, and it's a training base, Jay. So what you have to look at is these guys, and you haven't heard the whole story yet. I think the FBI said they were watching them for 15 months because they had a tip. Okay, so
yeah, they had an infiltrator. They got a tip from a video from a video store clerk because they had sent this videotape, this jihad videotape, to a local store to be copied. The clerk tipped off the authorities. The FBI infiltrated the group and watched them for more than a year, and then they decided this week to pop them.
Well, having watched them, you haven't gotten all the information yet, I'm sure. Right?
Oh, no, and they're not going to let all the information out.
Right. These guys just didn't sit around at coffee one morning and decide to do this. Somebody got them to do this because Fort Dix is a training base. And, you could see there'd be like 500 guys out there and exercising, right? They have that exercise program. So they're not armed. They're just out there exercising on a pad. And these guys probably figured, well, we could do maximum damage even if we got knocked off. We'd make a statement, okay, versus going to a place like Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where you've got paratroopers armed 24-7. They're not going to hit a place like that because their impact would be minimal. But I'll guarantee you once they started watching these guys, because I was in the military at a regular Air Force base. Okay, there's like 300 or 400 guys armed all the time in a place like that, but probably not at Fort Dix on a normal day. So,
but they do have guards. They do have armed guards around it.
Have MPs, they do have maybe 30 guys.
Because security experts say that it would take a tremendous, tremendous amount of technical knowledge and skill to pull something like this off in today's security environment. And if you read hear about what these guys wanted to do, it's pretty unrealistic.
Well, I had an argument with a guy in Barnes & Noble about a month ago discussing this whole Iraq thing. And like your previous caller, I told him, he said, well, but there's Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I said, dude, there wasn't Al-Qaeda there until we showed up.
Okay? Yeah, that's true.
And I said, I think for us, the best move to make at this point is to pull our troops back to Kuwait and let these guys figure it out. And then if they need help, we can't help them until they're ready to ask for it. And they're not ready to ask for it right now. They're too busy for the last 100 to 2,000 years fighting between Shiites.
Well, actually, there's a story out this morning. I don't know. I didn't read this on the air, but I'll give it to you. Majority of Iraqi lawmakers now reject occupation. On Tuesday, without a note in the U.S. media, more than half of the members of Iraq's parliament rejected the continuing occupation of their country. 144 lawmakers signed on to a legislative petition calling on the United States to set a timetable for withdrawal. This is according to a spokesman, and you got to take it for where it comes from, but a spokesman for the El Sadr movement, the nationalist Shia group that sponsored the petition. But the thing that gets me, here's the thing that gets me, Tom. If you have something wrong, don't you move to try to fix what's wrong? Like in other words, if Muslims around the world, okay, are angry at us,
right,
Don't you think we would realistically step back and ask ourselves why they're angry at us and what we could do to change that perception instead of not only here domestically in the United States, but also overseas, pouring gasoline on the fire?
Well, if you, there was a show on Nova about 4 months ago called The Dark Side. And if you watch this, it explains step-by-step procedure on how Cheney and Rumsfeld tried to convince the CIA, right?
Yeah.
He had weapons of destruction. I mean, it was an incredible show. And they all came up. They tried to keep Bush out of the loop, unquote. But they were pushing on the CIA constantly. And these agents at the CIA said, hey, we never see these guys down here. But they decided to, after they hit Afghanistan legitimately, then they decided, ooh, well, we can hit Iraq.
Yeah, and then they started showing up. You know what? You're right about that. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the average citizen in the country. And I'm talking about those people who would be concerned about how to defuse these situations. I got to get some traffic. Tom, thanks, man. Good call.
Thank you, bud.
All right, we'll talk to you, man. Thanks, and thanks for your service to the country. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with a crash on the ramp from southbound I-25 to County Line Road. So watch out. It was a rollover crash there just south of the tech center. Of course, for the most part, we just have traffic getting very busy now, southbound I-25 through downtown, southbound 225 through the tech center in Aurora, and, of course, those southbound lanes of I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, looking for more.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Listen.
What?
The refrigerator's making a noise.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's saying, my work here is finished. I must now step aside for someone more capable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How noble.
Heed the call for new appliances. Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. You'll find the latest innovative features from top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 13th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out NWPKY.org.
303-477-CARE.
SRT Electric in Denver reminds you that when going on the road this spring, keep in mind the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Work together in keeping the road safe during this beautiful time of year. This special message is courtesy of SRT Electric in Denver, where Pat's been serving the area with quality and pride. They're your pros in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical needs. Call SRT Electric at 303-477-3255. Family owned and operated for over 20 years.
Are you a mother? Could you pretend to be one? If so, demand a track phone Nokia 1112 this Mother's Day from Sears for $29.99. With 1 hour's free talk time, it's the cell phone that puts you in charge.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out NWPKY.org.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Turk has reached into his musical bag of varieties and has pulled out Little Feat. Good band. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today 77. Talk about the Fort Dix situation. Does that poke a hole in the theory of, well, if we fight them over there, they won't end up here? Let me go to Ryan, who's calling in Utah. I have no idea where in Utah. Ryan, where are you in Utah?
Well, actually, I'm in Wyoming, but I'm from Utah.
Oh, where are you from in Utah?
Cedar. Cedar City.
Oh, I know where Cedar City is. I worked for like 3 years in Salt Lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Utah. Great place.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful country.
Yes, it is.
My comment, I guess, was that I just don't understand where you're coming from. I'm kind of lost. The perspective you're taking is that we are not military, and we as military do not pursue our enemy, and that we just kind of have passive, we throw it in the wind kind of persona about how to fight. You know, how do you accommodate an idea, okay, that we do have an enemy, and if we do not pursue that enemy and seek to destroy it, then how do you think that it's not going to come back here and bite us in the butt?
Well, maybe I'm not making myself clear enough about this, and if I'm not, I'm sorry. Here's what I feel. I'm not against all wars, as Barack Obama says. I'm just against dumb wars. I think that can I just finish?
It's your show.
Well, I'll let you go if you want to, but I kind of like to explain myself. I think at least I'm owed that. I think we do have an enemy, and I think that enemy is Al Qaeda, and I think that enemy is Al Qaeda, and we need to go after them. And we need to go after them no matter where they are. And we need to hunt them down. But I don't think going into Iraq and telling the American people that Al-Qaeda and Iraq are linked when there's no evidence of that. Al-Qaeda's there now, but they weren't there before. I don't think that's a proper use of our military. And I also think that there's a big component of this that has to do, and John Kerry was criticized for this, but it also has to do with law enforcement, in that you have to have intelligence and the ability to stop and prosecute these folks. And I don't think that this whole argument about, well, we're fighting them there so they won't come here, well, these guys disprove that because they're from here.
That per se is just an ideology that's been passed on from where they previously came from to where they are today. I mean, that, you know, you to say that all people that come to the United States automatically gain American values and what have you, that's a bunch of, you know, I can't say.
Well, yeah, I don't know that what you're saying is true, because I don't know enough about them to know whether they had it before they came here, or they got it after they came here, or they got it after they saw what was going on. But the fact is that acts of terrorism worldwide are up about 29% to 30%, and so, we're not making the world any better. We're making it worse.
Have you ever went hunting? I'm saying this.
Yes.
Okay. When you go hunt for deer, okay, what do? You send somebody up ahead of you to rustle them out, to kind of corral them, or shoot them out of the bushes, and then you go off and you do your hunting. That's what you do. It's the same thing with war. You can't sit in the background and think that everybody's going to come to you.
No, I'm not, and I agree, and I'm not advocating that. But you know what I do when I go hunting? If I go hunting for deer, I don't go and shoot somebody's llama, for instance. I don't go after the wrong enemy. Thanks, man. Be safe and take care out there. All right, David Sirota is coming up next, and we'll talk about.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got Esurance.
True, with Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Deal for $39.99. That's two dozen roses for mom, free chocolate truffles, and a free glass vase.
She can stare at those flowers while eating that chocolate.
Exactly. Right.
ProFlowers.com. Enter the password VIP.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Florida on fire.
We're now up to 228 fires. It's over 80,000 acres of Florida that are on fire. 57 of our 67 counties have an active fire right now.
Governor Charlie Crist on the CBS News Early Show. CBS's Bianca Solorzano has a snapshot from smoky Stark, Florida.
This smoke, if you're anywhere in this area, you cannot miss it. It is just filling the sky. You feel it when you're breathing. It's burning your eyes. It's burning your nose. It's stretching all the way from Pensacola down to Miami.
And there's no relief in sight from that subtropical storm parked off the coast. In the Midwest, no flood relief. Live to CBS's Peter King in Kansas City. What's the latest, Peter?
Well, all of Levesey, Missouri is underwater, but things are getting better there. Donna Bergschneider's on Pacific Avenue watching the ocean around her house.
It's come down. It's come down about 6 or 8 inches. And you can see the black mark. There's a black mark on the garage.
But the river is still threatened in northwest Missouri. The entire town of Big Lake is a big lake. And just a few miles from here, the Platte River is expected to crest 32 feet, the same level as it did back in 93. Live in Kansas City, Peter King, CBS News.
President Bush heads to the Pentagon shortly for an update on the war in Iraq. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, this is called a tank session?
That's right, because of the super-secret Pentagon conference room, look for the president to use a brief public statement to attack the latest Democratic short-term war funding proposal. Frankie threatens to veto it. He's also expected to announce the reappointment of Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace to another two-year term.
The president really needs to hear some good news from the generals.
Absolutely, especially following a private meeting he had with some moderate House Republicans. They told him public support is fading for U.S. involvement in Iraq, Frank.
Overseas. Vice President Cheney has left Iraq after spending a night with cheering American troops near Tikrit.
Many of you have had your deployments extended, and that puts an unexpected hardship on you and your families. I want you to know the extension is vital to the mission.
With his poll numbers way down but still defending his decision to go to war in Iraq, British Prime Minister Tony Blair has announced his resignation. A well-known filmmaker could be in trouble with the law.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore.
Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Why, Barry?
For his upcoming film Sicko about U.S. health care, Moore took ailing September 11th rescue workers to Cuba. There are travel restrictions, of course, and according to a document obtained by the Associated Press, the Treasury Department is investigating Moore for violating them. The muckraking director has riled the Bush administration in the past, and a person connected with the film says a copy of the documentary has been hidden overseas, just in case. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Chances are your old computer can't run all the latest software. Get into Office Depot today for a huge assortment of the newest computers and software, plus wireless printers, flat panel monitors, memory solutions, and more. Don't risk slowing down your business. Let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot, here to lend you a hand.
A dozen for you today, hon?
Yeah, give me a few jellies, some Boston cream, a couple of crumbly peanuts, and some peace of mind, please.
Coming right up, sir.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I'll have some total satisfaction as well.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com. That's FordCPO.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Divers have now recovered the body of a sailboater who drowned last night in Cherry Creek Reservoir.
The person became separated. We're told the boat had some kind of a mechanical issue and they drifted apart. When they came back to that spot, they couldn't find the person in the water.
South Metro Fire says the 62-year-old man was apparently knocked off the boat about 7:30 by his boom when a gust of wind came up. His body was found 3 hours later. He was not wearing a life vest. An arrest warrant for that Breckenridge attorney who vanished nearly 2 weeks ago.
What we're finding is that there is evidence that started to surface that started to lead us to believe that Mr. Daniel was involved in criminal activity.
Breckenridge Police Chief Rick Holman says they still don't know where Scoop Daniel is, but felony theft charges are pending. The arrest affidavit shows Daniel was in severe financial trouble before his disappearance, transferring his client's money to several different bank accounts. And two people in custody in the death of a 7-year-old boy may face murder one charges and child abuse resulting in death. Judge denying bond for 26-year-old John Phillips and 21-year-old Sarah Berry. They were arrested after Chandler Grafner died Sunday. Police say the boy was malnourished. Only weighed 30 pounds. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're enjoying a pretty decent ride right now. No major issues. We did have that rollover crash on the ramp from southbound I-25 to County Line. Looks like that's still in the final stages. Other than that, though, you're just going to have a lot of company. Southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. I-70 towards Spear for your downtown commute. And we've got a lot of traffic right now on southbound 225 between Alameda and Iliff. Again, as you hit that tech center. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies expected with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 78. Tonight, a few rain showers possible, 49 for a low, currently fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Mother's Day gift idea on the go? You'll find dozens of popular gift cards at your neighborhood King Soopers. Choose from some of her favorite restaurants and shops. You'll find a gift card for every mom on your list and everything else you need to say Happy Mother's Day now at King Soopers.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What a great looking day outside. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And high today, going to be 77. We do have a slight chance of thunderstorms. About a 10% chance, which isn't bad. Let's welcome back to the show, longtime friend David Sirota. David, of course, is a brilliant author and writer. He also worked for Ned Lamont for the U.S. Senate in that campaign last year. He is a political strategist and, as I said, a brilliant author, New York Times best-selling author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back, which, by the way, has just been released in paperback. So if you have not gotten the book, this is a must-read book. He's appeared on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and the Colbert Report. He has also appeared in TV debates against people like Ann Coulter, and he just kicked her rear. John Stossel and John Fund, who Chris Matthews calls Fundy. Ha-ha! And he ran over him, too. Check out his blog and his writings at davidsirota.com. And, David, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
And you're moving to Denver, aren't you?
I am moving to Denver. I'll be there probably around the end of June. That's right.
We can't wait to have you here.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be good. Okay, I don't know where to start here because there is so much to talk about this morning and so many things going on. First of all, you disagree with this idea of temporary funding for the war in Iraq as a compromise, right?
Well, I think that anything that doesn't give the president a blank check is probably a step forward. If you have, if you have temporary funding without sort of any benchmarks or timetables in it, then I think you're giving him a blank check, even if it is over the short term. I think what we're going to see today in the House, as I'm hearing, is they're going to bring up a bill that would fund the war for the next roughly 60 days. And then include in that an automatic vote to decide whether to end the war, and there would be a requirement for the Iraqis to meet benchmarks in that bill. But what I've been hearing is that the Republicans are going to strip out the benchmarks and essentially turn the bill into a blank check. And the question will be is whether the Republicans can get enough Democratic votes to pass that amendment.
Surely they won't be able to.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think there's a big fear. And I think it's very well justified that there's going to be a number of peel-off Democrats who might help pass that.
That amazes me. I'll tell you why it amazes me. It amazes me because look at how the polling is running, and then that leads me into the next thing I was going to bring up, which is look at the Congress, the GOP congressman, who went to talk to Bush yesterday at the White House, led by Mark Kirk of Illinois and Charlie Dent. And obviously, these folks are feeling the heat from their constituency. And I think one of the congressmen told the president that his rating in his district, I believe this is one of the congressmen from Virginia, he told the president, your popularity rating is down to 5%.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, look, but what the problem really has been, and I think this is a big problem for the progressive movement, is that while there has been pressure administered on Republicans, there hasn't been adequate pressure put on sort of the Democrats who enable the Republicans, and there hasn't been enough pressure there. And so what we're seeing in the House is the fruits of that, or the lack of fruits of that pressure, or lack of pressure. I've screwed up the metaphor, but the point is that ultimately, at the end of the day, the problem for the Democrats in Congress is not necessarily the Republicans, because we know where they are. The problem is keeping together that sliver of Democrats that oftentimes joins with the Republicans to create essentially a working Republican majority rather than a working Democratic majority.
All right, name some names. In the Senate, the first one I can think of course, is Joe Manchin, Joe Lieberman.
Right, he's like the classic, person. I mean, I think
Ben Nelson would be another one.
Exactly, exactly. I think in the House, you've got basically the whole Blue Dog caucus. There's sort of the Southern Democrats, Jim Marshall and John Barrow and you got Ellen Tauscher from California has sort of flip-flopped around a lot on this stuff. Boren from Oklahoma. It's these guys who think that the definition of conservative means basically continuing a war indefinitely and giving a president, an unpopular president to boot, a blank check. It doesn't make any sense, of course. It doesn't correspond with the concept of what conservative really is, but that's what you have. And the problem is that pressure really hasn't been administered on those folks to say, hey, you stay in line. This Democratic majority that you are flourishing under or benefiting from was based on a campaign in 2006 that was run against the war. So to come in months after the election and, work with Republicans, against the election mandate is absurd.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota with me, author. His new book, by the way, well, I shouldn't say new because it's been out, but now it's coming out in paperback. His book is available, and you should get it. It's just come out in paperback. It's called Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. But it seems to me that no matter where you are in the country, you'd be receiving heat from the electorate, from concerned citizens, because the war is becoming, or is, depending on what poll you look at, widely unpopular.
Well, I would agree, although we've seen, there's my whole book is about how Congress doesn't really, care about what the public thinks. I mean, this is, at this point, when you get to a vote like this, a series of votes that are going to happen, it becomes something more of an inside game. And the problem really is that there hasn't been any show that the people who are thinking about bailing out on the majority of Democrats who are going to try to end this war today, the faction of people who are going to bail out, there's no proof or evidence that they are going to feel any negative effects in any real way if they work with the Republicans to continue the war. I mean, there's no talk of stripping people of committee chairs. There's no talk of of them getting a primary. It really is, unfortunately, for all the bluster, in many ways, it really is business as usual inside the U.S. Capitol. And so, I think that if what happens today, if we come out of this with a blank check for the president, because a faction of Democrats broke off and enabled the president and the Republicans to continue this war, I think it will be a shock to the progressive movement that, hey, listen, we can't just be focusing only on the Republicans. We've got equally as big a problem with a number of Democrats who are enabling the Republicans.
Well, maybe I can't read the room, but I don't see how anybody who is in the Congress, particularly if you're in the House of Representatives and you have to face re-election again, how they can't see that this is unpopular, that the polls indicate people want some kind of a timeline, that they're sick of it, and that they don't think that they're going to face some kind of retribution. And I always thought, and always would figure, that like yesterday, when the GOP congressman went to talk to the president, that we would get down to this scenario. Okay,
yeah.
We would get down to the scenario of, okay, if push comes to shove and one of us has got to go off the boat, it's not going to be me, Mr. President, it's going to be you.
That's right, and I think that actually shows an interesting dichotomy here. The moderates in the Republican Party are the ones who are actually trudging up to the White House to say, hey, this is not okay. We're feeling the heat. And the moderates in the Democratic Party are the ones telegraphing to the White House that, hey, we might be with you. I mean, it is really, it's like a bizarro world. It's really hard to sort of understand. But again, I think what's going on is that you see that the moderates in the Republican Party are fearing retribution at the polls, and the quote-unquote moderates in the Democratic Party, for whatever reason, maybe their districts are gerrymandered, but they're certainly not feeling any pressure of retribution in terms of the sort of perks that they enjoy in Washington, D.C. I mean, and remember, this is the issue. There's a lot of power that the Democratic leadership holds over these members. I mean, this idea that, you can't really control these guys, everybody can do what they want to do. Look, Nancy Pelosi assigns committee chairmen. Nancy Pelosi assigns who sits on what committee. There's all sorts of different things, levers of power at a speaker's disposal. And the question will be, is whether those will be used or not.
Well, I hope she does use them. I hope she does.
As do I.
Lean on them. I think a lot of us do. And once again, I just, maybe I can't read the room, but I feel like, these guys, these Congress people, because I shouldn't only use the word guys, but these Congress people, giving the president a blank check to me, not insisting on some kind of accountability to me, is not reading the room and doesn't bode well for the future for these folks. And maybe the reason some of them don't have a primary challenger at this point is because maybe it's too early. I don't know.
It's possible. I think a lot of it has to do with old ways of thinking. I think that, remember, for the last 20 or 30 years, the concept of supporting a war was looked at in the political arena as the concept, or equated with the concept, of being tough. And I think a lot of these conservative Democrats, for whatever reason, have an insecurity that they are not perceived, and the Democratic Party in general is not perceived, as tough. Now, the Iraq War scrambled all of that. It has absolutely scrambled that basic axiom of the last 30 years. Again, war equals tough. And I think a lot of these conservative Democrats, and Republicans, by the way, just haven't realized this, what has happened, what the Iraq War has really done to the political arena. I mean, as you said, you see it in polls. The public understands that what the Iraq War is doing to this country's national security is the antithesis of tough. It's weakening this country's national security. I mean, look at what happened in Kansas. I mean, that's essentially, granted, it was a natural disaster, but that's a form of national security, and our country cannot respond as well to things like that because of the Iraq War, and that's just one example. And I think that these
now as we move into the fire season in the West, we're gonna have problems again.
Right, and these are basic security issues, and what we see is that the conservative Democrats and the Republicans really are behind the times. They are way behind the public, and they are way behind most Democrats in Congress who understand that basically there is strength in trying to end this war.
Well, I think you got to be tough, but I think you also got to be smart. And we're obviously not smart, and the leadership hasn't been smart. And as I said before, I mean, it just blows my mind that anybody would give this guy a blank check, because he's demonstrated over and over again in the past that he can't, handle it. And then we see Dick Cheney yesterday in Iraq, and he's spouting the same line again about, well, we see significant progress.
Come on, man.
You know, see, what, get off the crack pipe.
It's insane, and the worst part about it is that basically that they keep saying, oh, well, it's going to be September. Oh, well, it'll be next spring. And the issue is that if Congress does not start putting its foot down in a real way, I mean, this war, we're now at the precipice of this war really going on now indefinitely. And I think that's what's really scary is the idea that we've gotten so used to pundits and White House officials and members of Congress saying just wait 60 days, wait 90 days, wait till next year, that it's the characteristics of something going on indefinitely. I mean, everybody knows, you know, when you procrastinate on something, right? Like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And suddenly you haven't done whatever you needed to do for a year. And that's what's really frightening about what's going on. I mean, you said, look, John Boehner is one example, right? In January, he says, well, you know, I'm going to support the surge, but if it doesn't show real results in 90 days, then I won't support the surge.
Right, right. I remember him saying that.
Right. And then 90 days later, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, he says he starts attacking Democrats for saying it's time to start trying to end the war, saying that we need to wait until September. I mean, that is literally the pathological behavior that epitomizes the broader Republican Party, the neoconservative pundits, and the White House. That's pathological behavior to continue something indefinitely. And that's what should really frighten a lot of people.
I agree. John Tobacco Check Boehner, by the way, right?
Yeah, right.
Who used to walk around on the House of the floor of the House of Representatives and pass out tobacco checks. All right, David, good to hear from you, man. I'm glad you're on. I urge everybody to get your book and go to your website. And you know something? We'll talk to you again real soon.
Excellent. And I'll check in with you when I get down to Denver full time.
Oh, yeah, man. You're invited to my house, you and your wife, for dinner.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks, David.
Take care.
Okay. It's 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. John M. We have not heard from you in ages, except like 23 minutes ago. What, you've got something? What's going on?
Yeah, Boulder High School on lockdown at this hour. There were reports that two masked men were seen entering the building earlier this morning dressed in camo. Officers from various...
Oh, wait a minute. When you say camo, you mean camouflage.
Camouflage, yeah.
Okay.
Several law enforcement agencies on the scene. Boulder Valley School spokeswoman says entrances to the parking lot and the school building itself are blocked off. So far, no evacuations. This could be one of those end-of-the-school-year pranks, but...
Oh, come on. I hope not.
Yeah. Nobody's been hurt at this point. No reports of either one of these guys carrying weapons or anything, so we will stay on top of this.
All right. You know, if that's somebody's idea of a prank, I got a bigger prank for you. How about a night, how about a room overnight in the Crossbar Hotel, okay, with bologna sandwiches, milk, and an apple? Oh, no, you only get one bologna sandwich. You ever hear that song by Tom T. Hall called A Night in a County Jail? I don't think we have that. About how the jailer's wife, the sheriff's wife, made them bologna sandwiches? Yeah. And after he'd been there about two or three, the first day he wouldn't eat, and then after he'd been there about two or three days, those bologna sandwiches started tasting pretty good. And by the way, the sheriff's wife started looking pretty good, too. All right, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. We're going to have to launch into this next thing in kind of a two-part type deal, because I promised you somebody to look at gasoline prices, which have hit an astronomical all-time high here in the state of Colorado, historic. And we're going to do that after 8 o'clock. But you know something? We got to talk about Al Sharpton. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to do this thing about Al Sharpton and his comments about Mitt Romney. We're going to do this in two parts. So I hope you can follow along. Because you know what? If
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, music. That's proflowers.com. Radio microphone, password, music.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Finance charges and cost of emissions test.
Getting rid of dandelions and other tough weeds, that'd be good. Saving money while you're at it, now that'd be totally good. Introducing Total Kill by Ortho. Available only at the Home Depot, it's one smart purchase. Because Total Kill goes right to the root, completely killing those ugly weeds, while hardly denting your finances. Apply Total Kill this weekend. Your yard will be beautiful. Your savings, substantial. New Total Kill by Ortho. Only from the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misek Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard air conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Are you a mother? Could you pretend to be one? If so, demand a track phone Nokia 1112 this Mother's Day from Sears for $29.99. With 1 hour's free talk time, it's the cell phone that puts you in charge.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging conservative Mark Morano on his article about the failures of CO2 caps and trade schemes that have to do with global warming. Robert Bauman is here on betraying our troops, the destructive result of privatizing war. Jonathan Hafitz is dropping by about habeas corpus and whether it should be offered to Guantanamo detainees. And as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jimi Hendrix and Crosstown Traffic. Now, what, are you thinking I didn't know that? Let me tell you something, pal. When you were in swaddling diaper rags or whatever the hell it was, I was listening to this. 729, 29 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 77. We don't have... Oh, I love this song by Hendrix. We don't have Burning of the Midnight Oil. Do we have that? That song is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Bizarre. But I bet you we don't have it. No, of course not. And why don't we have it?
Because it wasn't a hit, ladies and gentlemen. Because we only play solid gold, hit-bound music.
I was just trying to sound like Casey Kasem. What other Hendrix do we have? Well, what's most of it?
Too numerous to list. I mean, I got about 50, 60 Hendrix tunes.
Well, what other? Do we have Fire? Oh, let's hear a little bit. Let's hear a little riff of Fire. You know that? Yeah, this intimate Hendrix song about plutonic relationship between man and woman. Now take this, baby.
You don't care for me. I don't know, care about that. You got a new fool. Ha, I'd like to laugh at that. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Now, what do you think he meant by that? I just want to stand next to your fire.
Oh, let me stand, baby. Let me stand.
Don, is he talking about building a campfire? I don't know, Irma.
Your mom ain't home, and it ain't my turn. See, we're on kids today about their music. Listen to that. Great song, though. What else do we have? Do we have anything like really, psychedelic? Oh, yeah, this one's pretty good, too.
I wish we had Little Miss Love, or that's one of my favorite Hendrix tunes that we don't have.
I like this one. We need a lounge singer version of this. Okay, how many people still drive around in their cars listening to this song? Raise your hand. Okay, so if you're my age, when this was out, you were 17, 18 years old? 19? Maybe you were 16. You were all about rebellion.
I don't mind.
You had it all going on.
If all the hippies
yeah. Cut all of their hair. Now think about where you are.
Care.
You wear a suit to work. You wear a tie.
Don't
If the boss says jump, you ask how high. Yeah, times change, don't they?
Hey, I guess not going to be me, man. I'm not going to be like my old man.
Yes, you want me to take this to the copying machine?
Color conservative flashing down the street. Pointing their plastic finger at me.
And white collar conservative. White collar conservative. Now that's exactly what you become.
Yeah, man, hey.
Hey, man, I'm just going to ride across the United States in a Harley. I'm never going to have, like, kids and mortgage payment. No one's going to tell me what to do, man. Like, we're working for a new society, you know, based on communal values and respect. Now, of course, it's like, okay, you know, if I could throw Bob under the bus somehow and get his gig, I could make more money, and then I could have, like, a bigger house. Because that's what I really want, a boat and a 21-room house. And I want all of those things. See, that's why I find it hard to listen to this music. Because it's all changed. I'm proud to say one thing. I have worn a suit. But the majority of my career, I did not and have never worn a suit and tie to work. And in the old days, before radio changed, if any boss gave me too much crap, I walked. That's a fact. Now I'm bragging. Yeah, you're right, now I'm bragging. But of course, those days are gone now. And so now, when the boss tells me how high to jump, I go, yes. How high? As a matter of fact, I need to see a doctor to have it surgically removed, if you understand what I mean. Okay, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Behave, Jay. Calm down. If you find this resentful, Tom Hartman will be here at 10, and he's an adult. I've never claimed to be an adult. I'm just an immature child, like the president. Gina, are you there? Come on. I'm just an immature child like the president.
But that's endearing.
No, it's not. Not when you're the leader of the free world. It's
yes,
not endearing.
It is.
What's endearing about it?
It's endearing.
What,
I love
what,
it.
What? We have a leader who's a simp?
Didn't you see that little wink he gave Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, you
that
know
was
what?
So
what a
cute.
Jerk. Can't he read anything without screwing it up? Brother, you were here to celebrate the bias today. It's 1776. Oh, okay. Just get it right. What do you need, like big flashcards?
Everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, come on. Not like that. I mean, on a continuing basis?
It wasn't a big deal.
That man is speech inhibited. There's something wrong with him. No, really? You don't think so? He's dyslexic or something.
I don't think he's the most stellar public speaker, but...
Oh, surely you jest.
I think he's cute.
Ugh. You think he's cute.
I know you'll hate me saying that.
No, I don't hate it, but I mean, it's like, I hope you don't base your votes on whether you think somebody's cute or not, because after all, this is not American Idol. Bring back Sanjaya, right? Because now American Idol's down in the tubes because all the contestants suck.
Yeah.
True?
Probably a little true, yeah.
Yeah, they're all
integrity
boring.
Has been restored, hasn't it, Gina?
Yes.
Yeah. It is. That's what I hear. It's boring. I haven't seen the show, but I hear it's boring.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in it this season, to tell you the truth.
Well, we'll see how it does in the numbers game. Okay.
Just imagine if a guy like Jimi Hendrix, you know, like a new boat, Jimi Hendrix came onto American Idol.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
No, but back in those days, Jimi Hendrix wouldn't have made American Idol because Jimi Hendrix was too hip for the room. Those people would have never gotten it. And plus, they would have been outraged. If you had some big, tall, good-looking, black American show up with that suit on that he had, with all the ducks and geese running around, playing that kind of music, do you think that the average American would go, oh, hey, that's great? No, they'd freak out. They'd be absolutely insane. They wouldn't get it. I mean, this isn't the Hollywood Palace or the Ed Sullivan Show. You don't even remember any of those. Those are all before your time. Right?
Not me. Maybe Turk. I I loved Ed Sullivan. I watched that.
It's a really big shoe. Here's four lads from Liverpool.
I saw that show.
Yeah, sure. Everybody did. Here's four lads from, you know, with the little thing underneath John saying, not him, he's married. Okay, anyway. What's, I got to get into this thing about Al Sharpton, so we got to figure out what the traffic is.
Yeah, I shouldn't be laughing because we have a pretty bad situation northbound I-25 approaching Santa Fe. Had a motorcycle crash there, has lanes blocked, traffic jammed back to University, probably even further than that now. Definitely going to see that curiosity slowing on the southbound side. So, again, that's northbound I-25 right near Santa Fe. Had a semi-rollover Santa Fe and Oxford off the highway. And in Boulder, of course, we have this Boulder High School lockdown. Traffic starting to be affected. We've got crowd control at 15th and Arapaho. Other possible street closures as police work to contain that situation. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 78. Currently it's fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's BLT and Tropical Mango Tea. Crispy bacon, fresh lettuce and tomato on Texas toast with a Tropical Mango Tea.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password, MUSIC.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Tree Nursery's Mother's Day sale. 10% off everything in stock this Mother's Day weekend from apple trees. Oh, man, would you like to have apple trees in your backyard? Even in your front yard. To willow trees and everything in between. Creekside Tree Nursery takes pride in having the highest quality stock for the best price in all of Boulder County. They have new stock arriving on a weekly basis, and 95% of all their trees are brand new each season. They specialize in large trees. However, they offer plenty of sizes for the meticulous consumer. They've been around since 1993. They're located just east of Boulder City on 61st Street between Valmont and Jay Road. For more information, visit their website, creeksideboulder.com, or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. I'll give you the number again, 303-668-7647. Jason and Shannon are husband and wife. They run Creekside. And I'm telling you, apple trees, willow trees, boy, the best place to go is Creekside.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents, 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good,
better,
Bear.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Ooh, some more Hendrix. Talking Blues from Jimmy.
Well, I'm standing here freezing inside your golden garden. I got my ladder leaned up against your wall.
743, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 77. All right, we're going to do this in two parts because we're going to talk about gasoline prices and why and the wherefores of all of this coming up after 8 o'clock. Then we'll jump back onto this, but I want to get into it because I don't want to let it go. This whole thing between civil rights activist Al Sharpton, who led the charge to have Don Imus blown out from CBS. Well, now he's under fire for comments about Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's Mormon faith during a debate on religion and politics at the New York Public Library with atheist author Christopher Hitchens. Sharpton said, as for the one Mormon running for office, those that really believe in God will defeat him anyway, so don't worry about that. That's a temporary situation. On the campaign trail in Iowa Wednesday, Romney fired back, calling Sharpton's comment terribly misguided. Do we have that comment by Sharpton? Let's play Sharpton's words. Let's play that.
And as for the one Mormon running for office, those that really believe in God will defeat him anyway, so don't worry about that. That's a temporary situation.
Okay, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think what Al Sharpton did was wrong. And Al Sharpton has a radio show. He has a radio show on Radio 1. They're primarily an urban broadcaster, which is code word for African American. And how come Sharpton doesn't lose his radio show? Now, I'm in no way defending what Don Imus said. And I don't want anybody to call up here and say, well, that's obviously what you're doing. No, that's not what I'm doing. But who's Al Sharpton to make those comments about Mitt Romney and about his belief in the Mormon faith? There's nothing wrong with being a Mormon. Why is that permitted? Why is that okay? Why will most of you lay down and say nothing about this? Is it because he is progressive or liberal? Is it because he's African-American? Is that the reason? I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I'm just basically asking you. Because to me, I think the guy's wrong. I think what he said is insensitive. And it's inappropriate. Now, if you want to pick on Mitt Romney, there's tons of things to pick on him about. About the fact that he's all over the map as far as a lot of his beliefs go. And also, Mitt Romney told Sean Hannity on Fox News that he thought it might be a possibility that the weapons of mass destruction, that Saddam Hussein had them, and that he hid them in Syria. Yeah, okay. So you can go after Mitt Romney for those things. That's fair game. That's legitimate. But you single him out on his religion. Now, if you're Mormon and you don't agree with Mitt Romney's interpretation of the religion, that's a whole other situation. Or if you come forward and say, look, he's Mormon, but I don't agree with his brand of the Church of Latter-day Saints. That's acceptable. That's acceptable. But to make those kind of comments about Mitt Romney, to make that comment about Mitt Romney, all right, then that's wrong. And what about the idea what's good for the goose is good for the gander? Or what about holding Al Sharpton to some kind of accountability for what he's done? Would an apology be enough? I just don't see letting him off the hook for this. I really don't. Because I think it's wrong no matter who does it. 303-713-7600. I really, really, really want to hear what you have to say about this. Because to me, there are an awful lot of you, including myself, who were horrified by what Don Imus said. And if I were Mormon, if I were a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints, I wouldn't be too happy about what Al Sharpton said. All right, 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls on this coming up. Right now, here's Gino with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Dealing with a pretty serious crash northbound I-25 between Evans and Santa Fe. That's involving a motorcycle. All lanes, or apparently some lanes, blocked there, and we've got stop-and-go traffic along that stretch. So this is the area to avoid right now if you can. Again, that's northbound I-25 from Evans towards Santa Fe. Santa Fe Drive, south of I-25, we've had a semi-roll there, apparently spilled whatever they were carrying, so that's going to be a big mess. Hazmat's going to have to go out and clear up. Eastbound C-470, pretty slow now across Littleton.
The Adams County Democratic Party has invited Kerry Kennedy as their keynote speaker for the 41st annual John F. Kennedy Dinner, Sunday, May 20th. Kerry Kennedy, human rights activist and daughter of Robert F. and Ethel Kennedy, is the author of Speak Truth to Power, Human Rights Defenders Who Are Changing Our World. Deadline to purchase tickets is Wednesday, May 16th, so purchase your tickets now. Dinner is $50 with an additional $25 for the pre-dinner reception. Contact Pat Moore at 303-429-5137 or visit AdamsCountyDems.org for more information.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off the regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Listen.
What?
The refrigerator's making a noise.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's saying, my work here is finished. I must now step aside for someone more capable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How noble.
Heed the call for new appliances. Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. You'll find the latest innovative features from top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 13th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Bear challenge to decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, bear.
KD Canopy reminds whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue, and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies, great for shelter from the sun and light showers, perfect for poolside, concession stands, at sporting events or fairs. For information, log on to kdcanopy.com.
Don't be misled. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour. High today, 77. chance of thunderstorms. Okay, if you have a student that goes to Boulder High School, they had a suspicious incident. You know it's closed. But they're going to open it up after 10 o'clock. However, if you want to keep your kids home today, you can do that. And you'll get an excused absence. So right now, just a suspicious incident, but better safe than sorry. Okay, Al Sharpton, comments about Mitt Romney. Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
I don't want to, first of all, let me be clear. I'm not apologizing for Sharpton. I'm not making light of what he said. I'm just going to put it in a different context, because if you're going to compare it to Sharpton and Imus, I think you're wrong on just about every count. What Imus was doing was attacking college women, right, who were out there, you know, working really hard for the trying to win that NAACP championship, and it was a cheap shot for a cheap laugh, done by a guy who's been, frankly, a bigot in a position of extraordinary power for the last, what, 30 years. And mostly he was attacking them basically because they were African-American women. He was playing in a nasty stereotype, which has put them at a great disadvantage for the last, what, 400 years. So I think in Imus's case, the historic, compared to Sharpton, the historical dynamic is different. How people perceived it was different. And the power dynamic is very different than what you're talking about between Sharpton and Romney. But here's the bigger point. If you go back, as you were saying a lot of things, oh, Sharpton said this, Sharpton said that, you didn't say anything at all about the Mormon position on African Americans and their respect, and their attitudes with respect to race and blackness for the last, what, 150 years?
No, it hasn't been 150 years. As a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, the Mormon Church, the modern-day Latter-day Saints, abandoned that policy.
When?
Probably, I'd say, let me see, when did I work in Salt Lake? Okay, that's got to be 19, 20, 25 years ago. And I worked there and was there at the headquarters. I lived down the block from it, knew tons of Mormons. They had abandoned it 25 years ago. But that's not the point. Because
Eric. It's a point on two counts.
You know what, Eric? I listened. Eric, I heard you out. Now, you got to do me the courtesy of allowing me.
Forgive me. Go ahead.
That's not the point. The point is that people who live in glass houses don't throw stones. So bigoted comments about anybody, particularly about God and religion, that's wrong. It's wrong any way you slice it. And I've said this on the air a million times, that the injury in all of this always depends on whose ox is being gored. And if you were Mormon, would you be happy about those comments?
No, but I'd have to live according to the history of my race.
No, that's BS, because then that means that I have to live according to the history of the white race, and I refuse to do that.
No. You're making a difference.
No, I'm not. I'm not making it at all. That's BS. The Latter-day Saints have people of color in the church. Now, if you want to say I'm wrong, then I'll tell you what, I'll challenge you. You go show me where that doctrine exists in any church writings of modern day, and you show me. Because if I have to do this, and I will, I'll call Salt Lake City, and I'll get somebody on.
You can call Salt Lake City, and they're going to tell you exactly what you expect.
Oh, stop it. That's no different than somebody that when I cite polls, for instance, on people's feelings about Iraq, they go, oh, well, you know, those polls don't matter. That doesn't matter. Don't confuse me with the facts.
You're not letting me finish, Jay. What they're going to tell you is something that's consistent with their policy right now, and I agree with you. They have made a change. And I think it was like, yeah, you're about 25, maybe almost 30 years ago. But we're talking about people who were alive, frankly, long before 25 years ago, who were still working with the church. Frankly, I've had my own experience with Mormons. And these were young Mormons.
That does not...
like they were being raised
that does
by
not,
people who...
That does not justify the comment. Two wrongs never make a right.
No, I'm not
it does not
the
justify
comment,
the comment. Well, you're
I'm
playing not, it down. You're downplaying
I'm not
it.
Saying, no, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying we need to look at this in a broader context.
By the way, 1965, according to John Turk, who looks this stuff up, 1965 is when they dropped that policy. How many years ago was that?
I've seen 65. I've seen 78. I've got
no, it's we have it here. Look, you know what? Look, I have it in front of me. It's 1965. How many years ago was that, Eric?
42.
All right, we're talking 42 years. That's more than that's older than John Turk.
There's another element to this.
All right, well, you're gonna have you want to hang? All right, you want
to
hey, hey, pal, I'm on a clock. Do you want to hang?
Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Assurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Assurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Assurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Assurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Assurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Assurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Assurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Assurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Assurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Assurance.com today.
Action 2 here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is bear better? Take the bear challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, bear.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. With 228 wildfires burning over 80,000 acres of land from one end of the state to the other, Florida Governor Charlie Crist is praying for rain. But Crist tells the CBS News Early Show there's none so far from a lazy subtropical storm sitting off the coast.
The good news is that the winds are dying down from the storm. What we're hoping for is more of the wet stuff. If that can come in a little bit, give us some showers, that would be a tremendous help to Florida, obviously.
A smoky haze covering most of the state's forcing people with breathing problems to stay indoors. Police have closed some highways. A wildfire in Georgia has forced 300 people out of their homes near the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge. It's not raining now in Missouri, but swollen rivers that have swamped town after town are still on the rise. They may not go down for days. City Councilman Jerry Frederick is out sandbagging leaks in one stressed-out levee in Levesey.
At midnight, it was raising at under an inch an hour, and something happened, and it went to 1 inch in 15 minutes and 1 inch in 10 minutes, and it came right on up fast.
In Washington, more pointed questions for the Attorney General. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. What's the latest, Barry?
Alberto Gonzalez right now is facing the House Judiciary Committee over the controversial firings of U.S. attorneys.
My decision to ask for the resignations of these U.S. attorneys was not based on improper reasons.
Michigan Democrat John Conyers, the chairman, has doubts.
The department has placed partisan interests above the public interest.
The probe is overblown, claims ranking Republican Lamar Smith.
It amounts to the criminalization of politics.
A protester held up a sign that said, resign, as she was escorted out. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Members of his own party are telling President Bush he doesn't have much time to turn the tide in Iraq. CBS News White House correspondent Peter May.
Some Republican moderates have used a private meeting with the president to air their concerns about his war strategy. Virginia Congressman Tom Davis told CBS affiliate WTOP they delivered a blunt message about growing public doubts about the war.
The president listened. He was engaged, and this was not what I would call a fuck-up session. Members were very, very candid.
This morning, spokesman Tony Snow would only say there are a number of different Republican views on how to proceed in Iraq. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Cheers for Tony Blair back in his home district in northern England, announcing he'll step down as prime minister. Blair's standing in the polls is way down, but he still thinks going to war in Iraq was the right call.
Putting the country first doesn't mean doing the right thing according to conventional wisdom or the prevailing consensus or the latest snapshot of opinion. It means doing what you genuinely believe to be right.
Breaking news from Boulder, Colorado. Boulder High School has been locked down after police received an unconfirmed report of two masked men entering the building. No students were there at the time. In early trading, the Dow's down 56 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Boulder High School on lockdown amid reports that two masked men wearing camouflage fatigues were seen entering the building earlier this morning. One witness says a whole lot of cops are out there.
Yes, outside of Boulder High, that's school's pretty much completely surrounded by police department. They have police officers with long-armed guns standing behind trees. They have the lot completely closed down. There's a lot of activity around there with police department. I'd say there are at least 30 different police departments, along with the sheriff's departments there.
Boulder police say entrances to the parking lot and the school building itself remain blocked off.
We are investigating a suspicious incident at Boulder High School. We do have the entrances to the high school closed down at this point. There are no streets in the area closed down. I don't know yet if the school is going to do a late start or if they're going to suspend operations for the day.
And what we're hearing from the Boulder School District right now is that Boulder High is on a 10 a.m. delayed start, and parents can keep their kids home if they wish. It'll be counted as an excused absence. Those two masked men wearing camouflage fatigues haven't been found. Colorado on pace to log a 25% hike in foreclosures by year's end. A new study finding almost 10,000 foreclosure filings submitted in the first quarter alone. And AAA Colorado says gas prices statewide have broken their all-time record high for a gallon of regular unleaded. Motorists now paying an average of $3.13. Back in January, it was only 209. Denver, that's your AM 760 local news update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, traffic honestly is a mess. We've got a major wreck that's happened on the southbound side of I-25 near Santa Fe. Multiple cars. We already had a bad motorcycle crash on the opposite side, northbound I-25, also in the same location. So stop and go traffic now along I-25, jammed both directions, approaching Santa Fe. I would bail off the freeway if you can. We also have a crash eastbound 6 near Federal, and we had a problem as well, a semi-rollover accident on Santa Fe. Looks like that's going to close off a portion of Santa Fe at Oxford. Weather today, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 78, currently fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, where dedicated and caring nurses is the key to their success as an academic level 1 trauma center and safety net hospital. Visit them online at denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level 1 care for all.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours? That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit johndeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 77. We'll get back to the Al Sharpton debate here. But I want to talk a little bit about gas prices because we promised you about that. By the way, if you've got students who go to Boulder High School, school will open at 10. And if you want to, well, you want to keep your kids home today. If you don't want them to go, they'll get an excused absence. I can't imagine if I ran that by my mother. Well, I really don't want to go because the school's locked down. Well, You'll go at 10 o'clock when it opens. You're not going to get an excused absence. All right, I promised you about this. We're paying record, and then we'll get back to the Sharpton thing. We're paying record gas prices here in the state of Colorado. It's higher now than it has ever been, according to AAA. So we decided to ask on the founder of Gas Price Watch, Brad Proctor, and see what he can tell us about why all of this is going on. Brad, good morning and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to be on board.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. And people can go to gasprice watch.com. All right. Now, most of us know that just conveniently prior to the summer driving season, which is where we're at now, gas prices around the United States have a tendency to go up. One of the things I'll tell you is, well, we have to switch blends. We've seen that before. But we're sitting here in Colorado, and we're paying record prices for gasoline. What in the world is causing this, and what's going on?
Well, you know, it's flying in the face of everything we've been taught in the past. We were told, you know, at one time that crude oil makes up the major portion of what the price of gasoline. Of course, crude oil has been coming down, but still we see record prices. Now we're told that the refining capacity is what has the issue. And, you know, we are down a little bit in refining capacity. We've had some issues in the last several weeks. But you know what? Post-Katrina, when we were paying prices near this, refining capacity was out by 25%, not 11% like it is today. Okay, so we had almost twice as much refinery capacity gone at that point. So, you know, this is such an anomaly. And you know what? Today, the futures price of gas went up, the futures price of oil. So, you know, I would be buying gas this morning if I were your listeners because it's going to go up again today.
I can't get any more gas in my tank. Maybe I should go run a tank truck or something.
Well, you know, I bring a couple of 5-gallon cans with you. You know, unfortunately, Colorado right now ranks 42 out of 50 states. You are in the, you know, there's only 7 states that are paying more than you are right now. So, you know, again, you're seeing it at the worst end of this. But, you know, we've seen a 3-cent rise just today in the national price. So, you know, this trend is going to continue, and you're right, Memorial Day is typically the highest we pay every year, but there's still a lot of room for about another 10 to 15 cents based on the last 7 years where we've been tracking these prices of growth in terms of the price by now and then Memorial Day. And then, of course, that's peak driving season, and after that, we see the driving drop off and, you know, the supply is a little bit more and demand is a little bit less, so that tends to put a little break on the prices at that point, so we see a little drop-off right away. But, you know, we're still going to be in a lot of pain between now and Memorial Day.
Okay, you know everybody asks this question. Everybody wants to know this. Everybody suspects. Everybody is suspicious. We can never get an answer. Why? Why is this going on? Because what you just pointed out.
You know what?
You know, the price of oil is down. Crude oil's down. Of course, they don't. A lot of these oil companies don't buy off the spot market, which is what we see flashed across the crawlers on news channels. But what's going on here?
Well, first of all, the simple reason is they can. The industry has been consolidated so much. There's so few companies now. You know, if we wanted to tomorrow go out and start an oil company, we couldn't do it. Bill Gates couldn't go out and start an oil company today. So there's a barrier, a new competition in the market. And typically, the industry reacts to news that occurs in the you know, worldwide. And if you really want to look back where this jump happened, which was late, basically about a week ago, what happened in that week? Well, the big news that week was one simple thing. Chavez nationalized the Venezuelan oil fields. He took about $30 billion off the table of the major oil companies when he took over their facilities. So, you know, that is an incredible hit this industry just took. And isn't it kind of odd that a week later we're seeing the highest prices we've ever seen before? You think somebody's going to try to make up for some losses?
Yeah. What gets me though is there's no. Okay, look. You know what? If there are people out there in the world who believe and who think, and we'll never get the answer to this about who really shot JFK. And then you know that there are people running around out there who believe that the government engineered 9/11. And no matter what you try to say to them, they're not going to accept that. Then one of the other ones that's got to be out there and that's been going on forever and a day is how the oil companies arrive at their price structure and how they manipulate and how they do all of this stuff. And we can't ever get an answer because nobody in Congress will do anything about it.
Well, you know, there's been 33 investigations, and almost every single one of them is exonerated. I think there was one in Michigan that they saw some collusion amongst some oil companies. But every single time, you know, nothing comes out of those issues. And that includes yesterday. They brought in small business yesterday. They brought in the oil companies yesterday to Congress. They started testifying. And they're looking. The Democrats are now in control of Congress. They're looking to do something, hopefully maybe a little different. But, you know, on the flip side, you know, the oil companies are a business. They're in the business of making money. They're in the business of, shareholder value. And if you really look, you know, the fact that that raw cost of oil is so high today, they only have to make the same 8 or 9% they were making before. But, you know, they were making 8 or 9% when it was $20 a barrel, so they're only making, you know, $2 a barrel. But now it's 60 bucks a barrel, they're making $6 a barrel. They don't care if oil goes to $300 a barrel, because 8% or 10% of 300 is 30 bucks. Their value just keeps going up and up and up. They just pass that cost directly on to you, to me, and your listeners.
14 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got Brad Proctor from Gas Watch on. You can check out his website and their website, gaspricewatch.com, and it's Gas Price Watch. Is the name of the organization. I don't think anybody's going to come forward, Brad, and say that the oil company shouldn't make money. I don't think there's anything wrong with making money, you know, contrary to what the caricature that a lot of people try to put forward for those of us that lean towards the left. Oh, you know, you're against profits. And you know, and they all think that we're or at least the right would have you believe that all of us are Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro. And we're not, and I'm not, and I think that's okay. But I also think that there comes a point where you got to have some degree of social responsibility, and just downright gouging or screwing the public is not right. And also, it hurts the country as a whole and makes life extremely difficult. So...
Well,
where do you draw the line on that, and how do you, for the average person, get any answers as to what in the hell they're up to?
Yeah, it's a great point. Again, they're there to make money, but the issue really goes back to that, a barrier to competition. We can't go start another company. You know, you look at Google 5 years ago, it was nowhere on the radar scope. Somebody started this little company called Google, and today it's valued at what Microsoft is, which has had a 25-year head start. We can't go out and start this anymore because the barrier to entry is so large. That's why this issue is so big. And the second thing is, we can't do without gasoline. You know, tomorrow, if I'm drinking, some cola and they decide to raise their price, I can go to their competitor's cola or buy that cola. But maybe they'll raise their price. But you know what? I can go to water. I have all these other choices that I can make. And, you know, I hear people say, you know, well, Visine, if you take Visine and it's like $300 a gallon. Well, you know what? I don't burn 1,000 gallons of Visine every year. You know, that's the big difference in those issues. So the numbers we talk about here are so huge. You know, when we see today a 3-cent rise in the national price of gasoline, the idea is that for every penny it goes up, there's about $50 million that gets taken out of the economy every day. So that's an extra $150 million that's coming out of the economy just today alone to do the things we were doing, you know, yesterday. And this is such an incredible amount of money that transpires. You know, when we see $10 billion ExxonMobil in a record quarter, you know, it's really they had to process $100 billion in oil, et cetera, to get to that $10 billion. So the numbers are overwhelming. We burn about 500 million gallons of gasoline a day. And you can see that just that penny here or penny there really can raise that price just immensely. And, if I'm a $500, $600 a week person and I watch 3 gallons go into my tank and it's $10, you know, where am I going to find the money to get to work? Because now I'm spending, a quarter of my income on gasoline when it's supposed to go to rent. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing. Those folks, at the that are in that entry level, or you know, the first people out on their jobs, that's got to be the toughest position to be today.
Yeah, it is. And when you talk about lack of competition too, that's the other thing that's really ironic, because you've got people out there who defend these companies. You've got people out there who espouse this idea that, you know, it's a free marketplace and blah, 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 blah. But we see in so many industries, my industry, the oil industry, lots of industries, consolidation, lack of competition. It never leads to anything good. It always leads to something bad. Competition is the American way. Somebody coming forward with a better product or a better way to do something, that's the American way. And yet in so many things in this country, including the oil business, that's not the way things are done. So we're stuck.
Well, you know, we're stuck, but there is an idea out there, and it's a real, it might be a little tough to do, swallow the pill, but if, you know, once you've taken the medicine, you may be able to cure the ills. And, you know, it's really a simple concept. It's the same concept that Walmart applied to its industry. And basically what Walmart was is they simply turned around the issue on their suppliers. In the past, you know, if I want to sell brooms to Sears or JCPenney or whatever, I told them you had to buy these, you know, it's going to be $3 for a broom. Well, Walmart turned that around when they got big enough, and they said, you know what, I'm not going to pay $3 for a broom, I'm going to pay $2 for a broom, okay? And they did that to every one of their suppliers. And, of course, their suppliers needed to sell brooms, so they had to deal with Walmart. If we put that same principle and we say, look, we're one of the largest consumers of oil, okay? We will get the federal government to agree to allow the oil companies to actually negotiate together. And then the public basically, and the government's got to come out and the industry's got to come out and say, you know what, Mr. John Q. Public, we're going to turn this equation around, but you're going to suffer for 30 days on this. You might have to really conserve, like almost like we did during World War II, but you know what? We're going to stop buying oil from everybody, and what we're going to do on a market basis, we're going to just turn around and say, whoever wants to buy oil from us, pick a fair price, $40 a barrel, okay? We are going to buy oil at $40 a barrel, and anybody who wants to sell it to us, start selling it to us. You know what? It might take the industry about 2 or 3 weeks before the first guy cracked. And, you know, it might come from Nigeria. It might come from Saudi Arabia. It might come from somewhere. But eventually, even these wealthy fiefdoms that have been making billions and billions of dollars, they've spent all the money that's coming in. They need more money to keep spending. They'll eventually have to crack, and they'll turn around, and they'll sell us oil for $40 a barrel. And all of a sudden, we'll have turned the whole thing, just like Walmart's done. We would have the ability to turn the industry, take it off this market that, you know, every time a hurricane's coming anywhere near us, it drives the price up, or, you know, a tanker truck blows up, and, you know, anything occurs right now that sends the price up. But if we turn this equation around to where we are the customer, and we're going to drive that price, everybody will eventually play ball with us. And you know what that means? In a year from now, we could sit there and say, you know what, we're tired of paying $40. We only want to pay $35. You know, the industry would have to go along with us because they need it's like a drug to them. The cash they've been scooping from the United States is a drug to those countries out there, and they need it, and they can't stop the flow, and you know, eventually it'll come around. But as I'll tell you, it'd be a tough 30 days. We'd all have to conserve our, you know, pants.
Well, we'd have to carpool, drive less,
absolutely.
Walk.
Absolutely. But think of what we'd be rid of. You know, we could count on what the price of oil would be. We could count on, an industry could count on what the cost of fuel would be. You know, there'd be variations of 5 or 10 cents or something like this, but not this goofy stuff that we see today. You know, where we're 40 cents above where we were a year ago. How does somebody factor that into their business? You know, so, you know, again, it's going to be a tough choice, but there could be a solution. And we look at it in a company like Walmart on how they turn their whole industry upside down, and now they control the industry.
Yeah, you know what? Great idea. Sensational idea, as a matter of fact. Brad, thank you so much for your time and your expertise, and you know we'll be calling on you again.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. There's Brad Proctor from Gas Watch, Gas Price Watch. Go to gaspricewatch.com. Yeah, how about the idea that we all stayed home for a day and didn't drive? Maybe that's an idea. All right, we'll get back to the Al Sharpton, Mitt Romney debate. And Eric in Denver is still hanging on, so I'll let him have his say. And if you want to join in on this about the
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Let's see, professional earlier, yeah. Kathy.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to HomeBiz1.com.
Order your free, exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to HomeBiz1.com right now.
That's HomeBiz1.com.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Oh, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get in on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good,
better,
Bear.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk as we welcome Tom Hartman to Colorado.
Created by we the people.
This is absolutely incredible.
Thursday, May 17th, Tom will broadcast live from the Boulder Theater from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see him. Tickets are free, but space will be limited. So pick up your tickets today at our Denver or Boulder studios. For ticket information, log on to am760.net. It's the Tom Hartman Program live from the Boulder Theater, May 17th, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And as for the one Mormon running for office, those that really believe in God will defeat him anyway. So don't worry about that. That's a temporary situation.
All right, there's Al Sharpton on Mitt Romney. So Sharpton went after Imus. What responsibility should Sharpton take for this? Which I believe is an out-of-line comment. 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. All right, let me go back to Eric and let him finish. Eric, go ahead. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm not leaving this one. Okay. I don't know if we want to pick up where we left off before. I think the real story here isn't that Al Sharpton said something bigoted. He said something bigoted in the past. He's going to continue to say bigoted things, just like a lot of people are going to say bigoted things. What I and should he apologize? Was he wrong? I think he was wrong. Should he apologize? I'm going to leave that up to Al Sharpton. What I think is the most interesting angle of this story is that you find Al Sharpton in the bed with evangelical conservatives in the South, especially in the South. He's lying in the same ideological bed as James Dobson. He's in the same bed with Charles Colson, who said things about the Mormons that are at least that are very similar to what Sharpton said. But the difference is, Charles Colson isn't the name that he used to be. Secondly, he didn't get caught on video saying this. And third, Charles Colson isn't Al Sharpton.
Well, Charles
Colson turned this into a rape thing. He turned this into a hate thing.
Charles Colson doesn't have a radio show.
That's what I just said.
Al's got one. And Charles Colson basically has said nothing about either the Imus situation or anything else. And Al Sharpton is at the forefront of that, and he's going to, you know, go around and say, well, I was debating Christopher Hitchens, he's an atheist, and, you know, this was all out of context, and he'll wiggle any way he can, but the fact is that what he did was wrong, and so now what are we going to do? We're going to have accountability for Don Imus and others, but we're not going to have any accountability for him?
No, what I'm saying is this is a doctrinal debate within the Christian community.
No, I think it's a debate within the entire United States.
This is really about Christian doctrine.
No, when you're on the airwaves, that's a whole different level. That's totally and completely a different situation because, and I have explained this before, and I must be one of the only people who believes this, that technically, or maybe I should say in reality, the airwaves belong to the people. And when you're on the airwaves, it's a privilege. And you're supposed to have a higher degree of accountability. Now, everybody makes mistakes. But you're not supposed to do things like overtly lie. You're not supposed to make statements that are considered to be hurtful, harmful, racist, bigoted. And I understand that there are people that do it, but I'm not suggesting that it's right. But what I'm suggesting is that this is a guy who basically called another guy out on the carpet for it in the same position. It resulted in that guy's firing. And so then what happens is Sharpton turns around and says something that's bigoted and wrong.
Okay, but we're
supposed to like have a debate within the Christian community and allow him off the hook? No.
No, I'm not saying he's off the hook. What I'm saying is this is a different kind of conversation. What Almas said about black women is one thing. A debate within about Christian doctrine is a completely different thing. You're making those things equal. I'm saying that they're different, or at least the discussion of whether they're different or not is worthy whether or not they're different is worthy of discussion. So my objection here isn't that he's right. I think he's wrong. I'm not saying he's not a hypocrite. I agree he's a hypocrite, but I don't think these are the same thing.
I do. I think they're the same things because once again, I told you that, and I defy you to prove this statement wrong, which is. It's all in the eye of the beholder. It's whose ox is getting gored. And you don't make bigoted seed. You know what, man? You don't make those kind of statements about people. It's not right. It doesn't make any difference who it is or who does it. Two wrongs don't make a right. It doesn't make any difference whether you like somebody or you don't like them. It doesn't make any difference whether you... I mean, it's just not right. And you know what? Maybe
I don't have a dog in this fight, Jay.
But you should have a dog in this fight because you should care because you wouldn't want it done to you.
No, I'm very much concerned about a culture that says if you're on the air, and this includes you too, because I'm sure you say things that hurt people's feelings. And you
I try not to.
Things, okay, but that's not the question. You're talking about saying things that people can interpret as being bigoted or offensive.
Give me an example.
And if somebody says, if Jay says something bigoted,
well, whoa, I've had a lot of discussions about this. Give me an example of something that I have said that was bigoted or hurtful.
Oh, it's not up to me. I'm just following what you said.
Well, wait a minute.
Don't
you... No, sir, pal. Don't say that I have when you can't give me any examples.
I am giving you an example. You're cutting me off. You have said that you've talked about, I've said this on the air, I've said that on the air, and people are sending me emails saying that I'm wrong, I'm bad, I hurt their feelings, they found what I said offensive. I have heard that coming off the radio from the show, right?
Well,
you said things that people were saying them offensive.
Yeah, you're right. And,
that's all I'm saying.
You're right, and I guess if, defending people's right to a First and Fourth Amendment and right to a Fifth Amendment and right to a the idea that they're innocent until proven guilty, then, yeah, you're right. I cop to that. And I especially cop to getting on the air on this radio station and defending Muslims and Latinos and gays and lesbians, and I'm proud of it.
Hey, man, I'm on your side. We're on the same side here.
I don't think there's anything morally wrong with that, but I'm not going to sit around and say to, about anybody that make any crack about God. I may say their interpretation could be wrong, but I'm not going to say that, make statements about their religion.
This is what Christians have been doing for thousands of years.
But it doesn't make it, right.
No, but
it doesn't make it right. What, are you going to play into it? You going to go, it's okay?
I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just saying this is what they do, and this is a reason I'm not in it. Christopher Hitchens said this.
But that's not a historical, listen to that logic, Eric, for God's sake.
He's saying which religion is the true religion, and that is a very dangerous thing to say. I agree with you. Whose Christianity is the true Christianity?
Why do we have to go down that road?
Because Sharpton opened it, and the road has already been, history has been turned.
We have
people making these arguments.
But we have no way of determining that.
I'm agnostic, man. I'm out of this fight. But this is an insight into the kind of things that has defined Christianity for a very long time. Evangelicals and Reformed, Protestants and, Catholics, Lutherans and Methodists and Presbyterians, Baptists. I grew up in a Baptist household. My great-grandmother, who was a Baptist, couldn't stop talking about how crazy other elements of the Christian faith.
I've heard that.
What I'm saying, this is insight into what Christianity has been doing.
And I've heard that from a lot of Christians. But I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else I've also heard from a lot of Christians. That they value and accept and endorse the idea that everybody must have their own spirituality and that everybody must follow their own course and believe what they believe and interpret God in their manner. So as many people that are out there that are like that, there are a ton of more people who are not like that. All right, I got to go get traffic. I appreciate you calling. I'm glad I got emotional because that makes for great radio. Call me anytime.
Sure does. Take care, Jay. Love the show.
I love you too, man. See you later.
Bye.
8:35, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. I still have sluggish traffic northbound 25 from Orchard up to Hamden. Speeds in the teens from Hamden past Santa Fe. A bad motorcycle crash there is the culprit. So not much better southbound. You can expect that slow-moving traffic from 120th into downtown. And then again, down through that area around Santa Fe. That was from an earlier multi-car crash. Santa Fe, south of I-25, affected by a rolled semi and spill. We still have police around Boulder High School. And lockdown in effect there. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with ice.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
60 Progressive Talk.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com. Radio microphone, password, MUSIC.
Don't be misled. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Listen.
What?
The refrigerator's making a noise.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's saying, my work here is finished. I must now step aside for someone more capable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How noble.
Heed the call for new appliances. Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. You'll find the latest innovative features from top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 13th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Getting rid of dandelions and other tough weeds, that'd be good. Saving money while you're at it, now that'd be totally good. Introducing Total Kill by Ortho. Available only at the Home Depot, it's one smart purchase. Because Total Kill goes right to the root, completely killing those ugly weeds, while hardly denting your finances. Apply Total Kill this weekend. Your yard will be beautiful. Your savings, substantial. New Total Kill by Ortho. Only from the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
High gas prices got you down? Gebhardt Volkswagen has something to pick you up. Come in today and check out their selection of Jetta TDIs, turbo power, and 42 miles per gallon, 600 miles per tank diesel economy. Starting at just $24,980, this is one deal that's just too good to pass up. And for a limited time with every vehicle purchase, they'll throw in a free iPod Nano. Great car, great mileage. Gebhardt Volkswagen, Jetta TDI, a great combination. Stop by Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder today or visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's GE. EBAuto.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 77. Isolated thunderstorms, but it looks like it's a pretty nice day. All right, we're talking about Sharpton versus Romney. Do you think we need to play that cut again, John, so people...
And as for the one Mormon running for office, those that really believe in God will defeat him anyway. So don't worry about that. That's a temporary situation.
Okay, Kurt in Denver says it was taken out of context. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I got to tell you, I can't stand Al Sharpton, and he has zero credibility with me, and personally, as an African American, it makes me cringe to think and to count how often people look to Al Sharpton as some sort of voice in the black community. Now, it was kind of interesting to have this particular subject matter actually fall in what's apparently is his area, which would be theology. The truth is, last night, if you saw maybe him on Paul is On, just before that came on, they actually showed the extended clip of that conversation, and I think it's pretty clear that he was taken out of context. And he was not saying that implicitly that Mormons didn't believe in God, but what he was saying was that, because the conversation, how it went early, was they were talking about atheists. and people that don't believe in God. And they said, Al Sharpton turned that when they were talking about it and said, well, basically, I don't think that anybody could think that God would segregate or would consider people based on their race and separate them. And in the Mormon faith, there was a debate. I know there is actually two different dates that people talk about, and it must be something about the church. Maybe a different part of the church did it in 75, and then one did it in 78, and one did it in 65, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. The point is that he said, well, I don't think you can claim you believe in God if you think God's inherently a racist. And so really you are talking about a fairly esoteric, like, religious debate at that point. And that's where the flip comment came in after the fact. And I don't know if you guys have the, you know, or would even be interested in playing the whole context to show the actual context, but that did actually seem like that kind of is what happened. And so, I don't know. I think this one is not necessarily extra cut and dry. And your last caller had an excellent point that I think maybe didn't quite get across well, but which was the idea that the Don Imus thing, these are two totally different instances, because they were having a theological discussion, and he wasn't being, you know, overtly poopy to Mormons at all. It was all within the context of the conversation they were having before, where he was asserting, which, I mean, in a fairly high-minded way, that if you think that God is so simple that he would segregate or be a racist, then I don't think you understand the nature of God per how Christians believe in God. I don't know if that's totally out of line. I mean, so,
well,
I don't know.
I saw the whole clip. And
I mean, I wouldn't compare it to Imus anyway. You got to agree with that, Jay. That's like two different things. Imus was being really crappy and really trying really hard to be hurtful. Whereas, I mean, Al Sharpton was really extending
that they
had already been having.
Yeah,
I mean,
but see, but
Hitchings brought up.
First of all, I don't think Sharpton should have gone there. That's number one. And this whole idea about the Latter-day Saints past, well, listen. In this country, at one time, particularly if you lived in the South, and this still stands true today, and it wasn't that long ago, you go to these towns, and
my family's from these towns.
Well, all right, and I worked in a lot of them, so, and my wife's from one of those towns. There's a white church, and there's a black church. Now, how do you think that happened?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying that.
Okay, let me finish, and I got to give this information. Classes are now canceled at Boulder High. So if you've got a student that goes to Boulder High School, you need to be aware of that. Okay, so that's, you know, to me that's no different than the comments about the Latter-day Saints. Then there's also no conclusive evidence that Mitt Romney ever bought that or believes it or whatever. And as I said before, I mean, you want to pick on him. I mean, good Lord,
bunch of stuff.
I mean,
sure.
The guy's got like 50 acres worth of stuff you can bring up.
Sure.
And I saw it, and I'm familiar with Christopher Hitchens, and I mean, I kind of think he's kind of nuts, but I'm familiar with him.
Sure.
But I just don't think Sharpton should have gone there, and it's like, okay, now where's the accountability? Because you're going to have accountability for one person. You got to have it for the other. And let me finally throw in about Don Imus. See, the sad thing is Imus and a lot of people who support him, they don't believe he was being malicious. They believe he was trying to be funny. And he believes that.
I know that's sad,
but that's true.
And I still think at that point, it's like, because of how touchy religion is, and because it is one of those things that we kind of use our special voices when we talk about it just to not hurt anybody's feelings. But within a discussion, I mean, per freedom of speech and per intellectual curiosity and philosophy, I mean, you're having a discussion about religious tenets. And, that, I mean, that was what they were talking about. And so, and to extend something that you'd already been talking about and make a lighthearted comment, I mean, I just didn't see that really as being like, I think Al Sharpton's really easy to hate and easy to dislike, and he does a lot of things that are extra dumb and terrible. And the fact that he's on the scene in the first place is basically because of Tawana Brawley, which was a giant hoax. So, I mean, he can't, there's so many reasons that guy should have zero credibility, and he's so easy to jump on. But at the same time, wow, don't we give, I mean, by trying to, I don't know, crucify Al Sharpton over that comment, we could find stuff he says that's way crucifiable.
I don't think. Well, look. First of all, I'm just speaking for myself here. I don't like him or dislike him. Sometimes he has things to say that are very, very true. Sometimes he's out there. So I don't see him as being an easy target in that respect. But what I do see is that there are certain things in certain realms of discussion where you just don't need to do that. You don't need to go there. And you even set yourself up for a bigger problem when you get indignant or self-righteous about somebody else's lighthearted moment. And that's what I'm as those and his supporters would tell you. They would say, well, the guy was just, now you and I don't find it to be lighthearted, but they would say, well, the guy was just being lighthearted.
Well, okay, one question for you, Jay, for maybe consideration. So what is the, Al Sharpton did ask a good question last night with Paul Azan. So what is Mitt Romney's feelings about that? About that fact? He's been a Mormon all of his life. How did he feel about it growing up? How did he feel about the change? Probably, I guess, is a question that is a fair question.
Well, I don't know. I think anybody who runs for president, I think that's a fair question to ask any of them about that. And if Al Sharpton had wanted to, he should have asked him directly about it. I have no qualms about asking him about that. But it doesn't bother me.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
I'll do that.
All right. Bye-bye. 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Once again, classes at Boulder High School have been canceled. Oh, and by the way, Stephen Centennial didn't stay on the line. He was going to say that I have made hurtful comments, and he was going to give the example of what I said to that illegal immigrant about leaving the country. And you know what? I don't apologize for that at all, because if you don't want to be here, then you shouldn't be. And I'm not going to listen to anybody from any country tell me about how bad my country is. I can do that myself. I've earned that right. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like the northbound lane is still going to be fairly bogged down for you on I-25 from your tech center at Bellevue all the way up to Santa Fe. We had a motorcycle crash there earlier. We still have lanes blocked, and it's definitely a problem spot for us. So if you want to avoid those delays, stay off of northbound lanes of I-25. The wreck was cleared on the southbound lanes in the same location. Still pretty heavy, though, through Thornton and North Glen southbound, definitely into downtown. We had that rolled semi still affecting Santa Fe south of I-25. Weather outlook today, it's going to be mostly sunny. We could get some afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 78. Tonight, few rain showers possible, then clearing off, 49 for a low. Currently fair and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk. Guys, when your girl has a special occasion, treat her right by looking your best, too. Stop by Fantastic Sam's and ask about them.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off their regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
Planting a tree is a symbol of celebration representing life, hope, and growth. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates life, hope, and growth every day, but especially this weekend on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, get your mom the gift of life with a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery, and Jason and Shannon will give you 10% off. You've heard Jay Marvin talk about Creekside Tree Nursery. Now check them out for yourself. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com to view their wide selection and quality stock. Then visit Creekside Tree Nursery for 10% off anything in stock, from apple trees to willow trees and everything in between. Creekside Tree Nursery is located just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and Jay Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. That's 303-668-7647, or visit them online at creeksideboulder.com.
Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And you can see the inventory online at rockiesautos.com and check it out, or do the best thing, which is to get out there and do a little shopping for yourself. So if you're looking at your automobile and you're saying, man, you know, I just can't, I mean, it's sucking me dry gas-wise, money-wise, well, get out there and get a gas saver at an affordable price. Rockies Autos, they're great folks. Check them out, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:56, 56 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 77, only about a 10% chance of that happening. Oh, I got to go work out today. I don't want to. All right. By the way, if you got students going to Boulder High School, classes canceled today due to an incident. We'll have more at the top of the hour. And let me go to Don in Denver. We're talking about Al Sharpton versus Mitt Romney. Don, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous. But
Doing fine, man. Don't worry.
Hey, thanks. I love your show, by the way. I just want to let you know I'm going to probably just sum this up, and I kind of I don't mean to be boring, but I'm kind of in agreement with the previous two callers in the sense that I think we all agree with what Al Sharpton said was absolutely wrong. I don't think he should have said it, but I don't think it equates to the Don Imus comment in the fact that when you make a derogatory comment about a person's skin color, they don't have that choice. You know, you're born black, period. And I know I'm going to offend a lot of people who have a strong belief in whatever religion they believe in, but believe it or not, they're choosing to believe that. They want to believe in their religion, and it's like me believing that Superman was a better superhero than Spider-Man.
No,
I mean, it's a choice.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I disagree with you on that. I disagree with you on that. I think people's religious beliefs are very important, and I think there's a big place in America for that. But where there is not a place in America, I don't think, is for condemnation or religious superiority. Don, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for the call, man. Have a good day.
All right.
Okay, here's something you ought to know. Governor Howard Dean, who's chair of the Democratic National Committee, is going to be the guest of party chair Pat Walk and other elected officials at a public rally that's going to be held tonight at the Pipefitters Local 208 Union Hall. That's at 6350 North Broadway right here in Denver. Now, this thing's scheduled to start at 6:30, and it's going to run until 7:30, but the doors will open at 6 in the evening. Tickets are $30 each and can be purchased online right now at coloradodems.org. That's coloradodems.org, or you can call the Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. So let's all get together and welcome Governor Howard Dean. He'll be here tonight. Call the Colorado Democratic Party for tickets, 303-623-4762, or purchase with a credit card online at coloradodems.org. The fundraiser benefits the Colorado Democratic Party, so join all of us tonight. Mary and I will see you out there. This ad is paid for by the Colorado Democratic Party and is not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You save $8,206 off the MSRP of $30,205. And by the way, if you do qualify for one of those unusual rebates that not everybody qualifies for, we'll reduce this great price even more. Available at America's Car and Truck Store, Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. 07 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredos for only $21,999. Shop now for best selection.
Price plus tax, finance charges, and cost of emissions test.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A major development involving the makers of a potent and much-abused painkiller. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato for the latest.
2 days after agreeing to pay states nearly $20 million for falsely marketing OxyContin, the drugs maker Purdue Frederick and three current and former executives plead guilty to federal charges and will fork over another $634 million.
They promised that they had, in fact, created the wonder drug.
Roanoke, Virginia, U.S. Attorney John Brownlee, the prosecutor.
Those claims that it was less addictive, less subject to abuse and diversion, less likely to cause withdrawal symptoms were simply false.
He links OxyContin to hundreds of deaths and crime spikes nationwide. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, the commander-in-chief is being briefed at the Pentagon this morning. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
The military brass now giving the president the very latest on Iraq and Afghanistan. He has already heard an earful, though, from some House GOP moderates worried about war strategy. Virginia's Tom Davis heard a candid message.
The members are saying, you know, my constituents don't care if we lose this war. They want out of this at this point. And just giving him the public mood.
Davis there on CBS affiliate WTOP this morning. Presidential spokesman Tony Snow would only say Republicans have a number of different views. He tried to change the subject to what he described as democratic disunity. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
An abundance of caution. Boulder High School has been closed after reports two men dressed in camouflage and ski masks were spotted inside the building. The search is underway, but Police Chief Mark Beckner says no arrests have been made.
You really can't take any chances these days. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in right now, and we're doing whatever we can to take whatever precautions we can.
In addition to locking down the school, authorities have blocked off neighborhood streets. School was not in session at the time. Georgia authorities have arrested two people on arson charges. An official of the state's Forestry Commission says two juveniles have been picked up for allegedly setting a couple of small fires, offshoots of the major blazes that have raged across the southern part of the state. Wildfires in Georgia and northeastern Florida have burned more than 200 square miles. Florida Governor Charlie Crist.
We're prepared, we're ready for it, and we hope we get a little rain.
A condemned killer in Tennessee ended up getting an unusual wish for a last meal after all. We're live with CBS's Steve Kathan to explain.
In his final hours, Philip Workman requested his last meal be a vegetarian pizza donated to any nearby homeless person. The prison wouldn't do it, but people who heard the story called pizza parlors and swamped Nashville homeless shelters with dozens of free pizza deliveries. Cliff Treadway of the local rescue mission.
A group of people that are often overlooked by society, got a pizza party yesterday. That's kind of cool.
So much pizza, some of it is today's leftovers. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street at this hour. Right now, the Dow is down 40 points, the NASDAQ off about 8. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Boulder High School locked down, classes canceled for the day after an unconfirmed report that two men in camouflage and ski masks were seen inside the building.
What we know is that a cafeteria worker arrived this morning, as he or she regularly does, and when they arrived, they found two suspicious-looking men in the building in camouflage gear with ski masks. We have no reports of any weapons, but police were called immediately, as was district security, and the school is in lockdown. And as the Boulder Police Department spokesperson has told you already, they are conducting a full sweep. We're taking this very seriously.
Boulder Valley School District spokesman Briggs Gamblin. Law enforcement officials are searching the building. Authorities have blocked off nearby streets, the parking lot, and the building. No roads are closed, and there have been no evacuations. Gamblin says school superintendent George Garcia decided to close school for the day based on a need for officers to complete a thorough search of the building and because of the heightened level of concern about that situation. Was it an end of school year prank or something more sinister? Nobody's sure at this point. And divers have now recovered the body of a sailboater who drowned last night in Cherry Creek Reservoir.
The person became separated. We're told the boat had some kind of a mechanical issue and they drifted apart. When they came back to that spot, they couldn't find the person in the water.
South Metro Fire says the 62-year-old man was apparently knocked off the boat about 7:30 by a boom when a gust of wind came up. His body was found 3 hours later. He was not wearing a life vest. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's been a pretty tough morning for traffic. We've had a lot of issues, including this wreck, a brand new one. We had westbound I-70, multiple vehicles near Steele. Traffic was blocked off for a while there on the westbound lanes. Eastbound lanes were just dragging. Of course, northbound I-25 has been the major source for delays. We had a motorcycle crash northbound near Santa Fe. It looks like they have cleared that. Traffic was still stacked up, basically back to the tech center. It is starting to move a little bit better through there now. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny with ice.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Fish Oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Good morning, 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 77, but there's only about a 10% chance of that happening. So it looks pretty good. So am I going to be outside today? Am I going to be out in the sunshine? No. I'm going to be indoors working out. I've said this before on the air. Somebody sent me an email about this. Okay, I run into people, they go, oh, really, you work out? You'll get this high. You'll feel these endorphins. You'll feel so good. How come I don't get that? For me, it's just an hour of torture that I can't wait for the hour to be over with. I hate it. Oh, but you have to do it. Well, look at John Turk. He doesn't work out. He's a fine physical specimen. Tell me, John, when you golf, do you walk the course or do you ride the course?
I usually ride.
So you don't walk it?
But I will, yeah. It depends on the course.
Okay, average course.
Ride.
Do you work out at all?
A little bit, not as much as I should. I'm totally out of shape. I'm not a fine physical specimen like you just mentioned, but I went and played softball last night, so I did some run around last night.
Yeah, but you look like you're in pretty good shape to me.
I'm in decent shape. Not as good a shape as I should be for 32. Sometimes I feel like I'm a 50-year-old, but I work out a little bit. Chasing three kids around is a workout.
Yeah, that's true. Well, widespread panic will do that to you. Okay. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. I just want to squeeze in one thing here. A lot of folks, including myself, who watch PBS, a lot of us consider PBS to be the gold standard. And when people ask you this, do you say, well, I watch PBS? And I've had a lot of people say to me, well, I watch the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. And they'll tell me how great it is. Well, Media Matters, Gigs, the NewsHour. NewsHour hosted Melanie Morgan on Iraq War, despite her history of misinformation and smears. PBS, the NewsHour, with Jim Lehrer, hosted a segment on grassroots groups seeking to influence Iraq policy that included conservative radio host and Move America Forward chairman Melanie Morgan, whose history of false, misleading, and unsubstantiated claims regarding the Iraq War went unmentioned during the segment, as did her numerous smears. On the May 8th edition of PBS's The NewsHour, Jim Lehrer, correspondent Judy Woodruff hosted a segment titled Grassroots Groups Seek to Influence Iraq Policy, featuring John Soltz, who's a co-founder and chairman of VoteVets.org, and Melanie Morgan, chairman of Move America Forward. Morgan, a conservative radio host who has appeared several times on MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews, and has previously spread several false, misleading, and unsubstantiated claims regarding the war in Iraq, and that all went unmentioned by Woodruff. Also, Media Matters for America has noted Morgan referring to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She said, "We've got a bullseye painted on her big, wide, laughing eyes, and that it's time to put the bullseye on Pelosi." Morgan also said she would have no problem with New York Times executive editor Bill Keller being sent to the gas chamber if he were to be tried and convicted of treason for the paper's reporting of a Treasury Department program that monitors international financial transactions for terrorist activity. Morgan recently attacked Media Matters as a left-wing free speech Nazis and likened Media Matters to Virginia Tech gunman who killed 32 people before shooting himself to death. Oh, she sounds like the kind of person I'd want to get on. So, see, you got to be careful, whether it's PBS or NPR or whatever it is. You got to be kind of vigilant about that stuff. Okay, let's go back to the phones here, and we go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to touch on something you mentioned before the news about this Al Sharpton thing. You had talked about the responsibility of broadcasters and the public airwaves. And I will tell you, I listen to a lot of talk radio, not only your station, but others. And you are the first person who has spoken about the fact that you have a responsibility that I have heard. I seem to hear, I can say whatever I want, I'm not going to apologize for anything I say, and things like that. And I want to say that I want to kind of give you a compliment, that is, and with your radio experience in particular, the fact that you see your responsibility is really important. I think that makes a big difference between you and other people who have talk radio shows.
Well, I have a long history of insensitivity, hurting people's feelings.
But you've changed. Or
well,
you're trying to, anyway.
Yeah, I try to, and I just get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of it now. I mean, look, I think there's nothing wrong with people having passionate conversations. There's nothing wrong with conversations at times getting heated, because that's human nature, and everybody does that. And if you care deeply about something, you're going to get heated.
That's true.
But there's a difference between that and saying things that just aren't true, making ridiculous, unsupportable statements about groups of people and or people, and generally just being inflammatory to be inflammatory. And if you got to do that, I mean, if that's what we have to do, then, you know, then I'll go do something else.
Yeah. I think the thing that bothers me the most are people that use other people, whether it's Ann Coulter or Don Imus, and insult other people just to make a name for themselves or a way to get their name up in front of the TV cameras or the newspapers. I don't think they have a right to use other people in that way for their own self, you know, elevation or whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think you're right.
It's different to argue a point and to get heated on a point. That can happen, but I'm talking about when you just spring things out of the blue. You know, I'm talking about Ann Coulter's statement about John Edwards or Don Imus's statement about the basketball team, innocent people who have done nothing to them, and there's no reason for it other than to just make themselves, you know, the star for the moment. I don't think it's right to do that to people.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like that, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't miss doing it, but people remind me about it a lot. I mean, well, you know, yesterday I got reminded of it. I went for jury duty, and I was in Judge Rudolph's court, and I said this earlier this morning at 6 a.m. I mean, this guy is really a good judge. He's smart. He's humorous. He's articulate. He's careful. He does his job. He makes your experience pleasant and entertaining, but yet he takes care of business. I wouldn't care what I was accused of. I'd love to have him as a judge, not because I think he would side with me, but because he's just fair. I mean, he's really a good guy. And all of those people that were involved in the court process yesterday, which, you know, it's very popular to get on and beat up the system. I've done it too. But all of those people that were involved yesterday, from the people who were prosecuting the case, from the city attorney's office to the defense attorney, they were all really good people. And we had two listeners of the radio station that were on the jury. But to make a long story short, when he found out who I was, he said, oh, you know, I used to listen to you on K-How, and I miss the old brainstem days. And I said, well, you know, Judge, I just can't do that anymore. And I just am not in, I'm not into doing it. So I would hope that most people on the air would realize that you can be compelling and you can be entertaining, but you don't have to, like, just humiliate people and beat them up and call them names and characterize people whose religion and or political beliefs. I mean, we all slip and do it every once in a while, but to do it on a regular basis because they don't agree with you on how to achieve something, call them names.
It's juvenile.
Yeah, forget it, man. Let's just debate the issues.
Right.
That's the way I feel. You're very kind. I thank you. Keep that thought about me. Because
okay.
You know what? I'm human, and I'll slip, and I'll do it someday.
Well,
and then
I know.
You can call me up and go, CJ, now you did it.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Now, you don't want me to read this statement about what Stacy said, do you? Oh, you do. Well, all right. John's wife, Stacy, called. We were talking about working out. She, and laughed about the whole workout conversation. She said the only workout that he gets is when we have you-know-what. At least you're happily married. Been busy lately, John? Well, he's got 3 kids. Work out every day. Yeah, right. Sure. You expect us to believe that? He who claims it doesn't really have it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Enter the password VIP.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, don't forget, next Thursday. Is it next Thursday? Is that the 17th? Is that Thursday or Wednesday? It's next Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, it's next Thursday. Tom Hartman will be here. He'll be broadcasting live at the Boulder Theater. Tickets are free, but you got to get them now. Get them here at our facility in Denver, or get them at our facility in Boulder. Log on to am760.net. Classes at Boulder High School, by the way, are canceled today. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
It sounds like it. You're in a pretty jovial mood.
Yeah, I'm hanging in, even though I got to go work out today.
Let me tell you about that working out. It's all in the breathing. If you don't breathe right, you don't get the high.
Yeah,
if you breathe right, you get the high.
That's what this guy told me, but you were supposed to breathe off the exercise, but man, I can't get it right.
Yeah, it took, 25 years of martial arts, and I still get the exercise wrong. I mean, I get into a grappling, wrestling match with somebody. If I'm breathing wrong after I'm done, I don't feel like I've achieved anything. But if I'm breathing right, and even if I lose, I still feel great because I've got it right. But, 25 years, I still don't get it right.
Okay,
all the time.
So, all right, so if I get the breathing synchronized and I get it down right, then you're saying that I'll achieve the endorphin high that people talk about.
Yeah, oxygen rush, for one thing. I mean, the more you lift, I mean, they say when you lift, you want to breathe out. When you're relaxed, you want to breathe back in. And, the same thing goes with construction. If I'm getting ready to lift a bunk of wood, I better breathe out when I lift it up, or I'm going to end up feeling more pain than positive work effort.
All right, man, I'll keep that in mind, and I'll tell you what, I'll tell you tomorrow. You can call me tomorrow or call me next week or something, and I'll tell you how it works out.
All right, good.
I'm skeptical, but I'll keep it in mind, and I'll try it.
Well, it all just takes time, just like any kind of workout anyway. It just takes time.
All right, I'm on board, man.
I tell you, the main reason I'm calling is I was agreeing with your point on the whole, the airwaves are the people's. And on that same note, the people that are on the airwaves, and including myself right now, I'm talking on the airwaves. I need to be responsible for my actions. I need to be courteous of the things that I say. I don't want to necessarily offend anybody. And if I do, I should apologize. I may not necessarily have to rescind my words, but I should at least be conscientious enough to apologize for any offense. And I'd say you're probably 95%. Out of everybody I listen to, you're 95% conscientious of everything that you say. And I would put you at Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, you're top dog as far as that conscientiousness. When I'm listening to Randy Rhodes, every once in a while I have to shut the radio off if my kids are in the car because she goes off on tangent. And I love the lady. She's excellent. And I don't want her to change. But on that same note, I need to be responsible on my end of the radio, and if I am offended, I can always turn it off.
Well, you're always going to offend somebody by either your opinion or by the topic that you might do at the time, because somebody will always send you an email and say,
yeah,
why aren't you doing this? That's not relevant, blah, blah, blah. You're always going to get that. You're always going to get that. But the thing is, where I think you got to be careful, particularly if you're working during the day, and particularly if you're working in the morning or the afternoon, you got to be careful because there are people out there like yourself who have their kids with them, and you don't want to. The last thing you want is for your kids to say, "Oh, well, listen, the guy on the radio said it, so I guess it's okay for me to say it." And also, how about this idea? How about the idea that we want to try to have some kind of a positive impact on our community and on the state and the country we live in, as opposed to having a negative impact by lowering the bar and acting in a manner which you wouldn't sit down with your 10 or 11 or 12-year-old and say, oh, that's okay, you can go ahead and do that, would you?
Right, exactly. I mean, we have to be responsible ourselves. On that same note, we should take some, if anybody learned anything from the Rutgers incident, we should learn something from the ladies. You see, I don't have a TV. I very rarely look at the photo bucket and all that stuff on computers. I'm a blind man who listens to the radio. I mean, I'm not blind, but I listen to the radio. I have to judge by your words, the tone of your voice. I don't see if you're raising your hands up in the air, shaking your fist, or smiling. I have to go by the tone of your voice. And the Rutgers girls, they shrugged it off. They've got tough skin. They brushed it off. Before everybody blew it out of proportion, before Imus even had a chance, and they themselves, from what I heard on the radio, were like, you guys are stealing our moment. You just brush it off. You just made a big issue out of something that doesn't even bother us. And, you know, I take them as great radio heroes in my point, because they said, stop making a big deal out of it. If I'm not so offended, you guys can get some tough skin and not be as offended either. I mean, still.
Well,
as a radio listener,
they admitted later that they were offended, that it did bother them. But I think they rose to the occasion. I think they made their case really well, and
right,
then
above it.
Yeah, and then they did like the really good thing, which was they took him up on his offer to meet with them, and they accepted his apology. And I think that's all well and good.
Mm-hmm. That speaks highly of their moral character.
Yeah, I just hope the lesson that we walk away with out of this is that we got to have, you know what, there should be two lessons. One, that we got to have some standard, and two, that this is not a free speech issue, because there is no free speech in corporate America. And if you cost the people you work for money, then they're going to do something to you. And I find it extremely humorous that those that would make it a free speech issue and tried to make it a free speech issue are also some of the same people who never met a corporate empire and never met a corporate situation that they didn't love or that they didn't promote or
right.
that they didn't advocate. I think a great example of this would be, I wonder how many of the talk show hosts here locally who thought that it was wrong what happened to him would also then turn around and say, oh, discrimination in the workplace based on sexual orientation? No. Gays and lesbians shouldn't be protected. Okay, well wait a minute. So, Imus should be protected, even if CBS can come forward and make a case that we lost all these businesses, and we're going to lose this money. See what I'm saying? I mean, like, let's be consistent here.
Well, here's the thing. Imus did have free speech. He didn't get bleeped before he said it. He was able to say it. He's facing the consequences of his actions, which is what all Americans should do. I have the right to go down to a liquor store and rob them if I wanted to, but I also have a right to face the consequences of my actions. My actions are wrong, therefore I have to face those consequences. Imus was able to do what he wanted to. I could drive across the street right now and crash into a tree that I see, if I chose to, but I choose not to. That would be a little silly. But if I chose to be a bigoted jerk and start shouting racist or religious comments over the air that was offensive, I have a right to have you come right back at me and tell me how much of a jerk I am for being that way. You know, and I appreciate the way you do that. And 90% of the time, like I said, you won't talk over them. You let somebody, even a jerk, make their point. Without criticizing them until the point's done, you'll debate them, but you won't shut them down. And I hear that on the right wing constantly. They just shut them down, and then they shut them off and make all their own points and don't let them come back. They line item veto all their statements, and then they just pick out the worst things that person said.
Well, I have my moments.
Moments, but like I said, you're also apologetic. Not to stroke your ego or anything, but I don't hear apologies for offenses on the right side so much. I try to say I'm a middle-of-the-road person, but I really don't see the apologies or the regret for offenses coming off of the right side. They don't care. They just don't care.
Well, thing that gets me about a lot of these folks is they can't. Apparently they don't take seriously, or they can't read, or don't understand or take to heart the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. So they clearly advocate on the radio solutions to problems which would never stand up in a court of law and shouldn't stand up in a court of law. And so therefore, since it's not constitutional and it's not going to work, then why would you get on the air in the first place and make the statement when you know damn well, or at least you should know damn well, that you can't pull that stuff off, man. It's not going to happen. I mean, these people, like, for instance, who run around and scream, 12 million illegal aliens here, we should deport them all. Okay, yeah, you got a point in that they're here illegally and they're breaking the law, but how do you intend to find them? How do you intend to round them, quote-unquote, up? So are you going to go through the process of getting a warrant for everybody that you suspect? Where's the oath and affirmation? Or are you promoting the idea that what you want to do simply is you just want to break down their doors and go into their houses and grab them, which would be ruled by any court as being unconstitutional?
Right.
Okay? But yet they'll still make these statements, and it's like, hello?
Yeah, I thought we beat the Nazis.
Yeah, you know, were you taught anything in high school? And man, I barely got out of high school, and I'm not the smartest tool in the box, but I definitely know I wouldn't get on and make those statements. Darren, thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay. Keep it up.
Yeah, that amazes me. That constantly amazes me, that kind of thinking. All right, it's 9:33. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. You know, look at all the people who have died for the Constitution. Look at all the people who are in the armed services to defend your right to have that stuff. And then it's like, well, I'll just throw it out the window. I don't care. I don't like the way you look. I don't care for your religious beliefs. So therefore, you better prove your citizenship to me. And by the way, we ought to arrest you. On what grounds? Right, Gina?
Okay. I think I'm in agreement.
We're going to arrest you because you have a Beatles album. They're threatening the very foundation of America. Right? Remember when your parents were upset about that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
My parents hated Led Zeppelin.
They did?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me go to their concert. And I had to,
really?
Yeah, and they made me give up all my albums. So I had to get rid of them.
Why? Why didn't they like Led Zeppelin?
They really thought it was demonic.
They thought Led Zeppelin was demonic?
Yeah, I think so. Too nasty or whatever.
What's demonic about Led Zeppelin?
I think they were confused.
Okay, some of the lyrics... Okay, you could say some of the lyrics are a little, quote-unquote, racy. You know.
Yeah.
A little tawdry?
Yeah.
What is that? What's that song? What's that song about the lemon?
Yes, the lemon song. I don't know. I think they were confused. I think the Lord of the Rings references they thought meant something else. But, you know, in my dad's day... My grandparents thought that Elvis Presley, you know, for him was just outrageous.
Oh, is this the song? Here it is. Oh, my God. Turn that off. I think they're singing 666 backwards. I should have quit you. That's just the blues.
Long time ago.
See, isn't that just the blues? That's just white guys doing the blues.
Yeah, the lyrics... get pretty explicit. You know, I don't fault them for it. They were just trying to do what they thought was right.
Well, that's really a great outlook. I applaud that. That's really good. You know why? Because then you don't sit around and you're not angry about all that.
No, I know they just did it out of love. At least they cared.
Yeah. I don't know. My parents never made any of that an issue. They had other better emotional scars to inflict.
Sorry.
I mean, they used to do things like chain me to the bed at night.
Serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
That's why I always loved Jim Morrison and the Doors. But that line, mother, father, I want to kill you. No, now I'm way off track here.
Okay.
Flipping out. No, my parents are still alive. My stepfather's in jail, but he's alive. And my mother's alive. You didn't know my stepfather was in jail?
No.
Yeah. He's been in jail for about 15 years.
Well, they must be really proud of you.
What, that I'm not in jail?
No, me.
No, my stepfather can't figure it out. He doesn't understand why I'm not in jail. Son, someday you'll join me.
Oh,
Dad?
That's nice.
No. Okay, it's 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. You got one more to go, and then you're done, but we have traffic throughout the day. So this rush hour has not been that bad.
No. Jay, you haven't been listening to me. It's been terrible.
No, you don't understand. Morning people are supposed to be like, hey, good morning. World's going to end. Everything's great. So I don't want to be honest about it. I just want to sugarcoat it.
Okay. Well, it is a little bit better than it was earlier. We still have a multi-vehicle crash that has westbound I-70 dragging between Quebec and Steele. Eastbound 6, we've got a crash now approaching Federal. That's like the second one there. Northbound I-25 continues to be sluggish from Hamden all the way to Santa Fe. That's from that really bad motorcycle crash that we had a couple of hours ago. So it is starting to shake loose a bit. Still have that semi rolled over Santa Fe south of I-25, so I would avoid that area. Weather today, mostly sunny. We'll probably get some rain showers this afternoon. High of 78. Currently, it's fair and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
Mother's Day is almost here. Right now, Pro Flowers has an exclusive offer just for radio listeners. One dozen assorted Mother's Day roses for just $19.99, or send two dozen roses for just $10 more. Plus, with either bouquet, free chocolate truffles and a free glass vase. That's a total savings of $35. For this incredible offer, click on the Pro Flowers banner in your media player right now, or visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password, MUSIC. That's proflowers.com, radio microphone, password, music.
Colorado Democratic Party at 303-623-4762. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about getting to see Howard Dean and meet Howard Dean. I'm so excited about this, I'm going to staff past my bedtime to do this, which would indicate that tomorrow I'll be in a really grumpy and crummy mood. But anyway, join us tonight. We're going to have a really great time. This ad is paid for by the Colorado Democratic Party and is not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Any excess verbiage thrown in here is paid for, supported by, and endorsed by yours truly, J. Marvin. See you tonight for Howard Dean. Be there or be square.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, whoa. A lawn tractor.
John Deere Select Series. This one's even got four-wheel steering. And with all these attachments, it can do just about anything.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. It's all mine.
Yours?
That one in the back. That's yours. This new one's mine.
John Deere Select Series lawn tractors. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit johndeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misek Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard air conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
Support for AM 760 comes from Wildflowers Full Service Salon and Spa, specializing in bridal and spa parties. Call them for Tuesday and monthly specials at 303-444-4234 or go to wildflowersspa.com.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging conservative Mark Morano on his article about the failures of CO2 caps and trade schemes that have to do with global warming. Robert Bauman is here on betraying our troops, the destructive result of privatizing war. Jonathan Hafitz is dropping by about habeas corpus and whether it should be offered to Guantanamo detainees. And as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Doors.
Father, yes,
Father?
Son,
yes, son,
I want to kill you. Mother,
dark.
I want to.
Okay. High today, 77. 10% chance of isolated thunderstorms. And let me read you this instant message. I couldn't hold on the line to speak to you this morning and challenge Eric to point out something that you said was offensive. As I told John Turk, I think the ad on AM 760, which runs, and what you tell the illegal alien. If he doesn't like it here, he should just go home. Just because someone here is illegally does not mean that they forfeit the right to have and express their opinions, even opinions that are anti-American. For you to tell him to shut up or go home in a ranting tone reminiscent of Michael Savage is offensive to me. I'm embarrassed for you and for AM 760 every time the ad runs. And Steve, you know what? That's fine. You can be embarrassed for me, but I still stand on what I said. You know what? If the guy doesn't like it, he can leave. And I'm the most lenient talk show host about illegal immigration because I understand it. But nobody who's here illegally and nobody who is from another country is going to sit there and tell me about how bad my country is. You're right. He's got a First Amendment right to say what he wants. But I also have a First Amendment right to say what I think. And that's, even if you take out the First Amendment, that's what talk radio is all about. It's about opinions. And my opinion is, if you don't like it here, get out. Secondly, comparing Al Sharpton's comments to Don Imus is like comparing apples to oranges. Sharpton's comments, even if you disagree with them, are offended by them, which I am, were made in the context of a political-religious debate. What was the religious-political context for Don Imus calling the Rutgers basketball team? And I'm not going to repeat that. Well, Steve, you know what? I don't care what context it's in. If you say something like that, it's wrong. And you also put in here that you're embarrassed and ashamed for me every time that that thing runs. And that's fine. You can be embarrassed and ashamed. But I'm not embarrassed and ashamed at all. And I would wholeheartedly... say it again. Because it's the way I believe. I'm proud of America. I like America. Do I think that America is 100% correct? No. Do I think we are on the wrong course? Yes. But I intend to do something about it when the elections roll around. I intend to do something about it. And I hope other people intend to do the same thing. go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I think I understand a little bit where somebody might be coming from if they're having difficulty if they've come into this country, because as far as just from NAFTA, because it seems to offer rights regardless of status for freedom of association. So there's an offering of right but not a creation of a legal status. So, like, there's an illegal reason to fire somebody you never should have hired to begin with, legally. And that's kind of a strange double message. And I'm wondering if, I mean, yes, it's illegal for some people who've come in, for those who have come in illegally, but has that gone up with a legal agreement? Has that influx gone up, and has it gone way up with legal agreements like NAFTA? And if so, why would people just suddenly decide to break the law in droves? Are they suddenly poor as a result of it?
Well, they're breaking the law. They're breaking the law in droves because the countries that they come from either suffer from the following problems: unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards, and bad economies, and no jobs, and no hope or opportunity. Or in some cases, they are repressive places where it's extremely dangerous to live. So people want to definitely get out for those two reasons.
But that was that's been true for quite some time. Has it increased with nothing?
It increases as times get tougher.
Right, and well, if it increased, if those two things happened together, did the times get tougher in Mexico? And did,
yes.
And I think what would be even easier to find is, did the rich get richer without the equal redistribution
yes.
as well with that agreement?
Yes, absolutely. NAFTA and CAFTA have been bad, and what's bad about it is it enables agricultural interests in this country to dump, in some cases, subsidized cheap goods and things like corn, which is a staple, onto their marketplace, and it drives local farmers off their land and out of business because they can't compete.
And thank you, because you actually filled in some blanks with me where I didn't see enough links, because I'm trying to track it down. I hear these things about NAFTA, and I kind of get the broad strokes of how that dynamic would work, but I don't have enough specifics. But at least makes it a common grounds where we're concerned about where both our countries have headed since this thing has passed, and I guess we would know what to change.
Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is, look, we have for years and years and years, years and years and years, before you were born, before I was born, when I was a little kid, when you were a little kid, we have for years and years given a wink and a nod to people and have told them that America is the country that's paved with gold, and we have allowed them to come in here and to be here to work because we've benefited from their labor, because we can pay them nothing, we can give them no benefits, and we can get away with that. Then all of a sudden one day, a bunch of folks wake up and they say, we don't want this anymore. Well, it's like trying to change the direction of the Colorado River. You won't get it done overnight, and you're going to have to work it out and do it in a...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I use Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Bring part of the symphony home this weekend. Baker's Piano Center of Boulder, in concert with the University of Northern Colorado, is offering new Kawai pianos at up to half off the regular price. This is a one-time chance to own America's number one selling piano at a fraction of the regular price. These Kawai pianos were used by students and faculty this year in the music school. Choose from digitals, uprights, and grand pianos of all sizes and finishes. All acoustic pianos will carry a 10-year fully transferable warranty. These pianos are just barely out of their crates and looking for a good home. There will be a free piano buyer seminar on Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. The sale starts on Friday by appointment and Saturday open to the public. Appointments are highly recommended. Special financing will be available for this sale. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest with approved credit until 2008. Call 866-578-9566 or visit bakerspianocenter.com. That's 866-578-9566. 866-578-9566.
Gerard Menard, hardworking guy, good guy. Adolph and Juan and Johnny Mays and Jim Monroe. And the list just goes on and on and on of people working out there who are really trying very, very hard to do the right thing and to get you the kind of car and the kind of deal that you want. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So they must be doing something right. And they're doing a lot right, as a matter of fact. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open tonight until 9. Now, you can go on the Internet or the Internets and check out their selection by going to RockiesAutos.com. Or the other thing is just get out there and ask for any of the folks that I mentioned and ask them. And go out there and take a look and see what you think. That's the best way, really, to judge. Rockies Autos, good people, good deals. And at a great location, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Vacation, no meetings, no traffic, no laundry, no paying monthly bills. That's right, I use direct payment. With direct payment, my bills are paid automatically, so I don't have to worry about late fees or missed payments. Instead of worrying about writing checks, I can be relaxing or cooling off in the pool.
Talk to the people who send you bills and ask about direct payment, the safe, reliable, confidential way to pay your bills. Direct payment, simple, safe, smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
If you're living in a space that's too small or too large or too old or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be to this or to that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, psychedelic. 9:55. 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today 77. See you at Howard Dean tonight. All right, it's open phones. And let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
I appreciate you for what you said about the legal home. If he doesn't like being here. I just want to make one comment, and I heard it from a customer of mine. You know, I feel like this country has totally peaked, and we're on the downside now. And I think one of the things that's going to bring down this country is our illegal immigration policy, because it's affecting the working class of this country.
Well,
are you with me?
Yeah. Are you waiting for me to answer?
I just feel like that it's being totally ignored by the Democrats and the Republicans in dealing with this issue.
Well, I don't agree with that. First of all, I don't think we're on a downhill slide. I think the best is yet to come, and I think we can achieve great things. All we have to do is put our nose to the grindstone and try to unravel and fix this stuff. And we're capable of doing it because we have the brain power to do it and to make it happen. And they're working on trying to come up with some kind of reasonable, workable immigration law. As a matter of fact, Senator Ken Salazar is working on it right now along with other Democrats and other Republicans. But the key to it is workable and reasonable. And when we get on this topic and we talk about this kind of stuff, then what ends up happening is all the extreme type stuff comes out of the woodwork, all the stereotyping, all of the things that are not workable, and those things bubble up to the surface, and people get crazy, and there's all kinds of misinformation and craziness going on out there, and that's not going to solve the problem.
Well, you know, it's something that I live every day, as well as every a lot of other working people in this country, where they've seen their wages have actually gone down.
Well, do you think that your wages are having to go down? Do you think that the idea of working longer for less money, do you think that all of that has to do with illegal immigrants? I would say that some of it might, but I would say also that you're missing a big, big, big piece of the pie, and that is consolidation and the actions of corporate America.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that there's an elitist group out there that is you know, basically opened up this border. You know, I'm all for immigration.
No, there's not an elitist group that has opened up this border. Take time to read history. That border's always been open. You need to educate yourself to the history of the border. Thank you for your call. See you at Howard Dean tonight. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Planting a tree is a symbol of celebration representing life, hope, and growth. Creekside Tree Nursery celebrates life, hope, and growth every day, but especially this weekend on Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, get your mom the gift of life with a tree from Creekside Tree Nursery, and Jason and Shannon will give you 10% off. You've heard Jay Marvin talk about Creekside Tree Nursery. Now check them out for yourself. Visit them online at creeksideboulder.com to view their wide selection and quality stock. Then visit Creekside Tree Nursery for 10% off anything in stock. From apple trees to willow trees and everything in between. Creekside Tree Nursery is located just east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. Or call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647. That's 303-668-7647. Or visit them online at creeksideboulder.com.
But we're prohibited. Nice. Is bear better? Take the bear challenge and decide.